time about the various possibilities. So we noted that if you look at the psukim, the first time we encounter very beginning of a yikro, we start off with Ola. And again, if we weren't anticipating something different, as in retrospect, it seems that the nirtzal Ola chaper alav is rather meager, I guess, formulation of kapara. But that's only true in retrospect. In other words, once you read about Chatas and Asham continuously in the Hemshech of the Psukim, so then the Nirtzal Ola Chaper Alav seems meager by contrast. When you first encounter it, the first time that we really are the delineation of the Korbanos at the very beginning, so the Nirtzal Ola Chaper Alav actually sounds like Ola is a Mechaper. But in light of what comes later, that forces us to reassess. I think there's an intentionality in the Torah. I'm speculating, of course, but there's intentionality in that as well. That the Torah wanted us to get an impression that Ola has a kapara aspect, and then it wanted us, in the continuation, to be aware that the nature of kaparas Ola, I think, is different than that of kaparas chatas and asha. We'll get back to that in just a second. But the point is that already in the psukim, and especially in the contrast, the question is joined. Then when we look at the Torah Shavichzav, and that's what we've been doing, the Mishnayos, the various Gemaras, so it becomes clear that there is an issue here, that there's a certain dialectic in the discussion of Ola. On the one hand, as we've discussed, Ola being Mechaper and Mitzvah Saseh, and Labin Anita Klase, and on the other hand, the idea of Ola as a Doron, which is contrasted sharply with Chatas and Asham, you get the impression that there is no aspect of Ritzud Kapara. So what we discussed last time was approaches to solve this problem and the beginnings of some of the rayas, or at least some of the indications of some of the approaches and some of the rayas, and that's why I want to continue. I want to follow up on some of the details of that today. So what we suggested is that one possibility is to either deny or to downplay the Kapara aspect of Ola almost completely. That is to explain the pasuk in terms of pasuk says v'nirtzal v'chaper alav, to explain that in terms of smicha and vidui. We'll see in a moment that some suggest that. That's Mash Chachma is such a suggestion at one point. that would be one way to isolate the kapara issue. Or to downplay it in a very significant way by saying we're talking about kapara mikufya, not kapara mikiva, like Tosfos Bava Basra and Chatas, and then we can look at all the evidence pointing to the difference between Ola and Chatas and Asham, not as being different, not within the family of kaparos, there are different types of kaparos, but the difference between kapara and non-kapara, and doron means doron. Doron is not just a different way of formulating a different approach to kapara, and so on. And I think that that's certainly one approach that we find, and possibly the Rambam, as I mentioned, we'll get back to the Rambam in just a second, but the Rambam only mentions this aspect of kapara in the context of vidui, smicha and vidui, and smaitza karbanos, paragimel, and even then, as we discussed, he has a yearly associated with shlamim, which I was suggesting is partly due to the fact that he's a little uncomfortable, not uncomfortable, but at least he is grappling with the implications of Ola. How can there be vidui in the context of Ola? that's one approach. The opposite approach is to say that Ola is mechaper in the same way that Asha and Chatas is mechaper. The content of what it's mechaper is different. And that's what the Sifra is really struggling. We'll read the Sifra inside just a minute. And whatever differences there are that emerge have to do with the quality of avonos that are niskaper. And not really anything much more. That could, in some cases, give the illusion of a qualitative difference, but primarily, Ola's a mechaper like other kabbalists are mechaper. Again, Rashi on Pei Tetzim and Aleph, when he wanted to explain the kedima of Chatas over Ola in the Mishnah in Kol HaTadir, doesn't say what the Mishnah seems to say, which is that the reason Chatas takes priority over Ola is because Chatas is mechaper and Ola is not. Instead, Rashi emphasizes Kratos is mechaper on Dvarim Hamurim, right? Chai de Misos, Chai de Krisos, as opposed to Ola, which is not mechaper al Hamurim, meaning it's only mechaper on Essen and Lavanita Glase. So Rashi takes that Mishnah, which seems to deny the Kapara component of Ola completely, and instead makes it into a Kal and Chamur kind of an issue. I'd say if that's the case, you would want to play up the Sifra and the Gemara in Yuma. It may be in the context of Smicha and Bidui, but it's not limited to that. It's about the nature of the Karban itself. And as you say, Rashi, you know, seized upon the Sifra in his Perish Alatar. And that's the other extreme. And in between those, I was suggesting two other approaches that may overlap. One is that both are based on the idea that there's a role for Ola as a mechaper, but that it's different. One is based on the idea that its quality of the kapara is different. It's kapara sagabra, as opposed to addressing and neutralizing each individual maisa deira. Now that is not a kalim chomor issue. That's just different. There's a certain ambition to relating to the totality of the religious personality's situation and the way that he relates to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Obviously, in one sense, that's more holistic and more ambitious. In another respect, the ability to take a maisa deira, to address it and to neutralize it, to wipe the slate clean as far as a particular maisa is concerned, that has its own ambition. So, we'll get back to that point a little bit later on. But again, just to foreshadow, the Ramban has this very famous comment in Parshas Yisro about Aseh Docha Lo Saseh being based on the principle of Avos Hashem being Docha Yiras Hashem. And of course that's a very good paradigm for what we're talking about, like Aseh Docha Lo Saseh. If the Kapara of Aseh is established by Ola, and of course the Kapara of Lo Saseh is established by Echatas, so in a certain sense according to the Ramban, this parallel of Abba and Yira is not a bad way of looking at these different categories of Torah, number one, and the method of Ritzui and Kapara that is associated with them at the same time. If you were to ask, which is more ambitious, Abba Hashem or Yira Hashem, then it's a hard call. It's a complicated issue. Like we say, Aseh Docha Lo Saseh, so the Abba, that's what the Ramban is trying to say. Abba Hashem is a higher level. It's really Docha, the Yira. But, as I've explained in the past, when we speak about Abba being Docha as a Yira, that's assuming that one is committed to both Abba and Yira. Right? If you ask the question differently, not which is a higher Madrega, but which is a more basic principle, like which is a more indispensable aspect of religious life, it's Yira prior to Abba. Right? You can't have Abba without Yira. And once you have Yira, so then Abba emerges as a greater ambition. That's why if you're not rebelling, but you have in front of you a difficult choice to make based on an internal clash in the mitzvos, Aseh Dibidoka Lo Saseh, whether it's Yibum and Yisrael Shazach or whatever the case maybe, just find yourself in that situation. So, as long as one is committed to both, the principle is that Aseh is Docha Lo Saseh, that Abba is Docha, that's a Yira. But when it comes to the severity of the Onesh, right, all things being equal, when it comes to how much, you have to expend in terms of, financial expenditures to avoid an Aseh or to avoid a Lav, when it comes to many other such issues, it's clear that Lav takes priority over the Aseh. Because in terms of its being more fundamental, more basic, it's clear that Yira is a sine qua non for everything, everything that follows. So in that sense, too, if you ask the question about the relationship between Ola and Chatas, let's say, or the Kaparas Aseh and the Kaparas Lav, I think it's a very good, it happens to be a very good model. And to some extent, that works very nicely with the whole idea of Ola as Khalil Hashem, this holistic idea of Kulal Hashem, being part of the Abba, being part of the Mitzvah Seh, and also the way that it's Mechaper Aseh. It's Mechaper Essen, according to this perspective, in a kolil Hashem, you know, a non-compartmentalized, holistic, you know, kind of way. I think it's, in terms of hashkafa that goes into halacha, I think it's very striking here. Okay, we'll just talk a little bit more about the Gemaras, but the sugya at the beginning of Kol HaTadir is very crucial for this. Right? That's part of the question. On the one hand, is it apples and oranges, or is it, you know, is there some overlap in the discussion? On the one hand, you say, you know, dam chatas takes priority over dam ola, but a vare ola takes priority over a vare chatas, and what if you have to choose between dam chatas and a vare ola? Or if you have to choose between dam ola and a vare chatas? So those are sveikos, I'll just read them in a couple of minutes, but those are sveikos in the Gemara. So again, it's a question of, you know, well, the kolil theme versus the kapara theme. And the bom mikoach kapara, that's the interesting part of the Gemara. I'm going to just read it now for a second. That's a very interesting shaka kataria. Right, the Mishnah has kolam mekudish mechavera, kolam mitzchavera, dam chatas kolam adam ola, v'pnei she'u meratza. Ivari ola, kolam leimurei chatas, v'pnei she'u kolil le'ishi. And we also want to get to this for a second. Chatas kodemus la'asham, shadama nitam adal krono sali yasod, hashem kolam le'toda, and so on. So again, the Rashi I was referring to is, of course, the Rashi, chatas kolam adam ola, im shem shkutim ve'omni zarek. That's Rashi, that's the deal to make Rashi. Not that there's no Ritzui, but it's even Mechapa and Ritzui Gadol. But the point is that the Gemara has a whole discussion here, very interesting discussion, about these two themes. Gemara says here on Hey Tesom and Beis, Dam chatas ve'ivare ola eizen em kodem. Dam chatas kodem v'tnei shemaratza o dilma ivare ola kodem v'tnei shen kolu l'gishu. That's a suffix of the Gemara. And the Gemara ends up saying that you can't prove it one way or another. Tashma, dam chatas kodem v'dam ola v'dam ola v'dekadim le'ivare ola lo kadim. And the Gemara has a second suffix, which is why the first suffix is interesting. They don't think that how you poshate one is necessarily how you poshate the other. Iboilu, dam ola ve'imure chatas eizenem kodem. Dam ola kodem deka'asi mikoach kolil, odilme imure chatas kodmim the. So there are two things interesting about that hemshech. One is that the Gemara doesn't think that it's just about Talia with the previous Ibayat Leishita. That's whatever you think. You have two like systems going on here. You have a kapara system and you have a, you know, objective, I guess, kololishin issue going on. So you might have said that's the question. What is the true nature of kabanos, if there is a true nature of kabanos? And is it about the, you know, quality of the akrava, kulol Hashem, or is it about the utilitarian impact, but it's not really utilitarian, but, you know, the idea of kapara. And the question is, you know, each of these is a tremendous, significant value, and the question is, which one takes priority over the other? But whichever one does, you would think that would be the end of the story. But the second ibaya is dam ola and emure chatas, and there are two. Number one, it doesn't assume that whatever you said about the first is saying about the second, partially because of the second Kiddush, and that is that these two issues kind of cross impact on each other. Dam ola kodem because of koach kolil, so the dam ola is affected by its kolil part. Odilma emure chatas are kodmin because kaasim mikoach mechapet. Either way, the Gemara says that this too is a Bible ichta. Tashma, dam chatas kodim l'dam ola, dam chatas dekodim l'dam ola, avle mure chatas lo, adarav, m'seifa, evari ala kodim l'mure chatas, evari ala dekodmi l'mure chatas avle dam ola lo, avle ha, leke l'mashma mina. Then you have the third ibaya, which is the relationship to Asher, ibaya l'hu. Dam ola, the dam Asham, Ezanim Kodem. Dam Ola Kodem, the Asim Mikoach Kalil, that same idea of the Dam being Asim Mikoach Kalil. But Dilma, Dam Asham Kodem, the Machaper. Ah, tricky. Then the Gemara tries to be poshet, and again, they pretty much say that you can't be poshet. Tosis here has a safek. What about the parallel to the second safek about chatas and ola? The Tosis says, dam ola v'dam asham ezunem kodem, dam asham ve'evare de ola, right? Dam asham kodem, the asham mechaper kachatas. Inami, shitale de ivare ola kodmin ladam asham v'bnei shein kalil. V'lodamile ivare ola v'dam chatos. D'chashiv dam chatos mishim d'hava adalat kronis. So again, Tosis is a suffix that livens things up even more in terms of how to assess the relationship between these various factors. So the point, if you ask the question, you know, so we, again, I think as I mentioned the other day, Ola is the, you know, basis, Ola is the first korban, it's the default korban, it doesn't even require him Ola who korbano, it's just, you know, assumed, it's the, mostly the pre-matan Torah, and the universal korban, it's the tzmidim korban, and everything, it's the mizbeach defined by that way, but on the other hand, chata sets the tone for other issues. So, if you ask the question, you know, is chatos the dominant korban? You know, chatos is the pnimi. Even when it's bechutz, it's the pnimi, maybe in some respect. I think very much Ramban's mashal of Abba and Hira is applicable. And I think if that's exactly what the Gemara is struggling with in the whole sugya, in the beginning of Kalat Adir, when it discusses the relationships of dam and evarim, of chatos, asham, and of course, Ola. Agav, since we're here already, we're just taking care of this Gemara. So, the relationship between Kaparas Ola and Kaparas Asham is also, as we just touched on it a little bit, a big issue. The Shittim Govetzos here, wants to know why it is when the Gemara, why is it when the Mishnah says that Dam Chatos is Kodem Ladam Ola, I'm sorry, Dam Chatos is Kodem Ladam Asham, so the Mishnah gives an explanation, Chatos Kodem is La Asham, Mitesha Dama, Nita Madalit Karnos Al Hayesot. So the question is, number one, is what does that mean? The Dalit Karnos Ve'al HaYesod. So the Rashi says Ve'al HaYesod Shvichas Shirayim Ve'Asham Lo Motzinu Shenem. We have to get back to some talk about Asham. The Rashi says when it comes to Shvichas Shirayim Al HaYesod, that's written in the context of Chatos and not in the context of Asham. So the Shittim Kuvat says here, raises the question, Of course, this is we talked about this a little on Shabbos a little bit. This is another one of those examples. Rashi seems to be emphasizing not the fact that there's no Shvichas Shirayim by an Asham, but that it is a Mefurish Bakra, and it is Mefurish Bakra in the context of Chatos. So Shittim Govetzos say, well, if substantively we require Shvichas Shirayim, why do we care whether it's explicit or we learn it out from some sort of a drasha? The fact is that it's not a discrepancy between the two. The Kach Nira, the loyo tam of the milsei, ella madam madama nita na lakronos, ella the yisod, isanami ba'asham. The Shittim Govetzos tries to get out of it, and we'll talk about it when we get to Asham. I think the general idea, and we'll talk about this now too, is that the fact that we learn certain things from certain kaponos, generally speaking, is significant. right? The fact that we learned Pigo from Shlomo, the fact that we learned Shlichas Shirayim from Chatos, the fact that the Mizbeach is called the Mizbeach HaOla, and that we're told in, this is Mepurish Bakra, that, you know, the same Mizbeach that you use for the Ola should be used for the other Karbanos, but still the fact that it's formulated that way at least may be significant. Again, you might end up explaining it in different ways. You might say, oh, this is the first encounter, well, is Ola, and therefore we already have the Mizbeach, and therefore we're just, you know, being Megala Milsa, that it applies elsewhere. Or you might say that there's a certain greater relevance of either the Mizbeach to the Ola or the Shlichas Shirayim to the Chatos, and it's the dimension of Chatos which applies to other Karbanos, or the dimension of Ola which applies to other Karbanos, or the dimension of Shlomim which applies to other Karbanos, but that is rooted in those specific Karbanos, which is responsible for, you know, Pigol in the case of Shlomim, and the Mizbeach in the case of Ola, and the Shlichas Shirayim in the case of Chatos. In which case, what Rashi is telling us is something very profound. And the fact that it's Mefurish Bakra, in the case of the Shlichas Shirayim, in Chatos over Asham, is significant. It shows that Asham is a derivative of Chetz B'Toras, what it shares with Chatos, not in its own right. And that makes it, as a derivative, you know, not the original, not the pure source, not the Platonic, you know, form of it. That surely makes it that truly significant as well. And we'll get back to it, but I think that's again an important issue. Tosis is also bothered by the question of Chatos and Asham, but in a different way. Tosis says, why don't you emphasize simply that the role of Kapara is greater in Chatos, and it isn't Asham. This is Tosis on Pei Tetzel with Beis, which I gave you a look at. It really belongs on Pei Tetzel now. Tosis says, Hodolo ka'amar time and mishum shadama nitan al kardal kardos, could you come and have the Asham? I didn't read the wrong one. No, sorry. No. I don't want to have the Tosis yet. That's the line of Shidu Kubetzes. Not the one I just read, but the other Shidu Kubetzes. Shidu Kubetzes says, why don't you just emphasize that Chatos... Same piece? Ah, okay, yeah, mine is broken up a little bit, right? The box show up. Okay, is it? Do you have it there? Oh, I have an aim low bar, sorry. Mepneshu humeratza kidaleel, gabiola, mepneshu asho nami meratza, kinyu lemoli. That's the line of the book. Of course, this is a very intriguing line. Zivug Vetzis is asking, how come if Chatos is kodem laola because of Ritzui, so Chatos should be kodem laasham, mishum Ritzui the kapara as well? And the answer that he gives is, no, Asham is also Marat. So it's hard to evaluate both the question and the answer. It's hard to know whether the Chiddush here is about Asham or about Ola. So the answer that Shidduch Kubetzes is, don't compare the relationship between Chatos and Asham on a Kapara level to the relationship between Chatos and Ola. Chatos and Ola is a real discrepancy. Chatos and Asham, not sufficient. So what was the Havamina? Right, the Havamina was that Chatos is to Ola the way Chatos is to Asham. The point of the Havamina would appear that Ola is also the Chaper. The only thing is that Chatos is a far more effective Mechaper, far more comprehensive Mechaper, and since its Koch and Kapara is quantitatively greater, and yet that's sufficient explanation. Well, I mean, Ola is Mechaper on Hesin, and Chatos is Mechaper on Lavin. It's a more impressive machine. So if that's the case, so one can make the case that Chatas is a more impressive Mechaper than Oshem as well. Okay, we'll discuss it. In terms of the scope of the Kapara, that's certainly true. So what's the answer to the Shittu B'Kubetzes? The answer to the Shittu B'Kubetzes is, don't think that Chatas is more of a Mechaper than Oshem is. That assumption is wrong. If it were true, then your analysis of Ola, the implicit analysis of Ola, is correct. And the difference between Chatas and Ola is, you know, the kind of things that it's Mechaper, not the kind of Kapara that it accomplishes. And therefore, who indeed, one would have thought the same is true of Asham. Kamashmon, it's not so. It could be that Chatas is more quantitatively comprehensive, but at least the kind of Ashamos that it's addressing are comparable to Chatas, if not more. Actually, we'll see Ramban and the Mitziv seem to debate that point in the context of Asham. That's one way to explain it. The other way to explain it is that the answer the Shikur Kubetzes is that in Achanami, there's a difference between Havamino, which is that, you know, Chatas is more of a Mechaper than Asham, you know, from a quantitative view, is correct. What's wrong is the analysis, the assessment of what it means when we say Chatas as opposed to Ola is Mechaper. We don't mean that Chatas is more than Ola. We mean Chatas is a Mechaper and Ola is not a Mechaper. Or Ola is a Mechaper in a totally different way. So if the difference between one carbon and another is the quantity of the Kapara, that's not yet a reason for Kedima in Kedusha. It has to be a qualitative difference. And that's where the equation between Ola and Asham falls apart. In other words, the Maskana is not that Asham is the equivalent of Chatas, but that Ola, right, is the discrepancy with Ola is a qualitative one, not a quantitative. That's in terms of the discussion here. That has a little bit to do also with this Tosfos on Amud Beis, Dam Chatas Kol Madam Ola, Bepnei Shehu Meratza. Hodlo Ka'amar Taima Mishum Shedama Nitan Al Dalet Karnos Kedekamar Gabe Asham Mishum Dekivin Adam Ola Asim Mikoach Kalil Kedamar Vekamar Let Sagi B'Taima Da Arba Karnos. So the answer Tosfos is an interesting answer in light of what we discussed before. It's the idea that the Kalil part of, again, we could have said, right, that there are two aspects of Karbonos, and never the twain shall meet. There's the Zrikas Adam and the Kapara aspect, and then there's the, you know, Kolil, the Haktara, Sachefza, and the two are totally different. This whole idea of Dam, Mikoach, Kolil, or vice versa, or Haktara, Mikoach, Adam, in the case of Chatas, right, complicates everything a little bit more. And that's the basis for Tosis's answer. Kim the Dam Ola Asamikoch Kalil. So the Dalit Karnos part, you know, doesn't impress you enough. But of course the whole thrust of Tosis, right, needs to be assessed against the question of the relationship between Asham and Ola. It could be that the question never gets off the ground. The reason why in Chatas and Asham you have to give the answer of Dalet Karnos, maybe that's like a second tier answer. That's not a preferred answer to this question. If you can give the answer of Kapara, you're always going to give the answer of Kapara. Just that, Chatas and Asham, when it comes to Kapara, are either identical to their stature, or the difference is only quantitative and therefore it's not sufficient discrepancy to allow for a different level of Kedusha. What we just discussed in the last line of the Shem. And therefore, you know, you can't distinguish that way, and therefore you go to the next level, which is, Dalet Karnos on its day. But in the case of Ola, right, where we have a satisfactory discrepancy in the area of Kapara, so there's no need to resort to Dalet Karnos on its day. Again, Tos' assumption seems to be that the discrepancy between Kaparas, Asham, and Ola with respect to, respectively, as compared to Dam Chatas, isn't all that different. That's why this Tosfos is important as well. Anyways, we've highlighted a little bit of this So again, call it Tadir. The point is that this is the approach that we've taken. The other approach that we've suggested, which also fits with most of these ha'aros, is the idea that whatever we say about the quality of the kapara, it's the process of kapara and the nature of the karban of ola is different. Namely, chatas and oshen is bo l'chaper. Ola is not bo l'chaper. It may be that agav, it's mechaper, and not in two senses. The one, the mechayev, is not of kapara, but of kalil hashem, but of akrava. And number two, the suggestion that it isn't the zrika so much, or only the zrika, as much as the entire process of ola, which is mechaper. By the way, that works in very nicely, as does the other shabbat for a different reason, but the whole idea of dam ola being, connected to the fact that it's calling. And trying to be medayik that from psukim, for the fact that once you keep reading in Vayikra, what you note, by and large, is not only a difference in terms of kapara, right, the kohen is mechaper, the kipera kohen, sometimes even in the PL, the nislachlo, all over the place when it comes to chatas and asham, and this basically meager, benitzel malachata when it comes to ola. But also, as I said, the role of zrika as opposed to haktara, the role of kaparas kohen, through the zrika, as opposed to the general haktara, and maybe the hakrov of the kohen, but no sense of the kaparas kohen. I think all of that works in very nicely with this idea of the dam, of the ola, being connected to its kohen. So these are the perspectives that we have. What I want to do now is analyze some of the makoros just a little more specifically, just to show that we're not making all of this up, but that how it solves certain problems, like it's more objective problems, but that some of the makoros themselves really do analyze these issues. Okay. So number one, just to start from the first pasuk, the nitzlo l'chaper, just I think I mentioned most of it before, but I just want to mention the parshanim specifically. And then to talk about the Sifra, the Ramban, the Moshe's Canaan very quickly, and the Rashi Shatz. The Nirtzel Olachaper, as we said, is to what extent is that a regular usage, and the difference between reading it prospectively and reading it in retrospect, or once you've read it before, in terms of the comparison. So I think I mentioned at the time, Rav Sanuk, I have some of the portion here, okay. Did anybody have Torah Chaim here? Okay, so fine. The way Rav Sadiq goes out of his way to read the Nitzel Olachaper as being the regular din of Zrika, Sadam, Ritzi, and Kapar, at least the way I read it. As I said, the Ibn Ezra, it's a little more difficult, but Ibn Ezra and the Chizkuni are bothered by the word Lechaper, and they speak about Kofar Onesh. The Ibn Ezra transitions quickly into Hirohor Aveira, I think is interesting. The question is this the first time that we have kapara, and therefore we have this expression, kofar onesh, that he's struggling with? But it applies in general, would say, the kipara kohen and all of the nislachlo, that's the same idea. Or this is an acknowledgement that the kapara of ola is different. I'm not 100% sure. I think it's something to keep one's eye on in the context of the question. In terms of the later Mepharshim, let's mention too quickly, and that is the Mesher Chachma, and it's the Mesher Chachma, one piece at least, suggests that this is all about, again, it's not so much addressing the larger issues, but Kapara Shel Bibui, that the Nirtzel Olachaper, the context is one of Smicha and Bidui on the Korban, and that's what the Nirtzel Olachaper refers to. On the other hand, the Netziv thinks that that's the difference between the Nirtzel Olachaper and the Chaper. The Netziv basically says that there are two dinim here. If I can find it right away, I'll read it. If not, I'll drop it. Here. It says, V'nirtzalo ha-smicha mo'il shal kodesh baruch hu yisratzalo l'chaper alav bizrika sadam sh'achro zeu pshat ha-mikra. Then he adds a beautiful ha'ara, ha-kapara ba al eza avon shebein adam l'shamayim shezit gorem heder koach Lahasig das Elokim, umimela ein atfila miskabela skamke, va'ola l'ratzosa l'pnei Hashem. Great, describes Ola, works in very nicely with the idea that refers to kaparas agavra. This kapara comes to remove the impediment in the relationship between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, which is also obstructing tefillah. Ubaha'ola l'ratzoso l'fnei Hashem. V'zehu dvar Hoshea ha'anavi, right? Perek Vav. Ki chesed chafatzti v'lo zevach v'das Elokim ne'olos. The ikar chepetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'karben ha'ola hu sheyasik das Elokim v'lo guf ha'ola. V'halam reish parashat tzav yivuar yoser, etc. So this idea of the Netziv works very nicely, of course, with the idea of Ritzui Hagabra, even though he thinks that the Nirtza and Lechaper refer to two different ideas. Kichesem chafatzti velo zevach, v'das Elokim ne'olos. We'll get back to that maybe at the end of the shiur if we have time. The implications of the Navi in many places, Lomeli Rov Zivchechem, and especially the emphasis on Olos, and how that fits in, obviously, in Yonah Nioma, where we are in the calendar right now. So, the key point, of course, is the discussion of the Sifra. I just want to briefly talk about some of the treatments of the Sifra. The Sifra itself, as I mentioned, is based on the assumption, the initial assumption, that there is a relationship between Kaparas Chatos and Kaparas Ola. Now, the difference between them is just identifying which Averos. V'nirtzolo, malamet shamokom rotzolo, alma mokom rotzolo, im tomat dvarim shechayavin alem misa bidei shamayim, koriz bidei shamayim, malkas arboim, etc. Chatos v'ashamos, hare anshan amur. So this Havamina clearly puts Ola, Kaparas Ola, in the same category as, or is relating to the same kind of chataim as those of chataos v'ashamos. The problem is hare anshan amur. Question is, you know, once you are trying to find things that are not covered by other onshim or kaparos, so what does that lead you to? Or does that lead you to think that it's still the same Avamina, it's still the same kind of kapara? It could be that it's more kalin, but basically the method of kapara, maybe even the mechayiv of kapara, is still the same. Or, does the fact that you have to scrounge around and that it isn't explicit, again, Torah Shabbatzav isn't telling us what Ola's mechaper for. So even if we have a mesorah, or even if we figure it out by process of elimination, does the fact that we have to figure it out that way, does that not indicate that it's a different kind of kapara? That's what we're talking about. Or that the mechayiv isn't that, but that's just agav, that's part of the impact, or the fringe benefit, connected or unconnected, also a question, of the process of Ola, but it's not part of the mechayiv. Alma makom rotzalo, so what do we have? Al mitzvah say, al mitzvah slo sasei, shiyesh bakum v'asem. Now the next sifra is also interesting. V'nirtzolo l'chaper is a machlokas. The Gro has a different gift. V'nirtzolo l'chaper b'mechaper. Ezu ha'mechaper is a adam. Shenemar ki adam hu b'nefesh yechaper. And the Gro has the changed the girsa. V'nirtzolo l'chaper is it b'mechaper or kimechaper? If it's kimechaper rather than b'mechaper, right, is a suggestion here that zrikas adam in Ola is different than it is in Shar Kabbalah. Do you have a question? Could be. Maybe. And especially in light of the Ramban, who in light of that. I'm just saying initially it's initially in the context of Shar Kabbalah, so that's all I'm saying. Notwithstanding the word Ritzui. And the answer is, it's taken up. And it's taken up by things for which there's kapara, not ritzu. So I think that's still, but, you know, it's definitely a bit of a jarring note and a little bit of food for thought already, you know, that, you know, to anticipate what might be coming. So the Rash, the Rash is very difficult to read in his papers on the Sifra generally. It could be, I know there's a They redo the Rosh too in that new, they did. No, just the Rivet?
But
the Rosh also. Is it better once they, not really. They're just working on it. They don't have better manuscript. Yeah. Okay. So, but the Rosh has several comments, you know, which are important. Melamed shamokom b'shatzalo, mispayas umokala, aray on shamor, l'kol echad kidik yisleim lo kaparas ha'ola. So then the Rosh, of course, the Rosh is earlier than the Ramban, as we know. And the discussion of the Ramban later should really come after the discussion of the Rosh. The Ein Lomar, the Rosh has a suggestion, why not say that we're talking about the Shigigas Losase? Of course, what does he mean by that? What's Shigigas Losase? Oh, Bezada Losase, Ubidlaasrabe, Ba Ola Lakapara. So the point I'm trying to make here is that the Sifra already started, you know, this perspective. You know, he initiated this perspective, which is let's look at Ola, right, in light of other Mechaprim and other Averos, try to find, you know, a place for it. Torah says Lechaper, it's got to be Mechaper on something. Well, what's left? Okay, once you start with that, so then it's pretty much open season. You know, anybody with a good any Rishon with a good suggestion, you know, in light of the Sifra, is not going to shy away, not going to be reticent to, you know, to speculate. So the Rosh Mishans is saying, what about Shigigas Losa? Now, Shigigas Losa say is a strange, what does he mean by that? Chatas is Shigigas Losa say, right? No? What? Ah, okay. So it could be Lav without Kares. Or it could be that he's talking about Shigigas Lav. Let's say, you know, Suge in Yochanan and Shlokesh and Suge in Shabbos, let's say you know that something is also, but you don't know that it's allowed. You think that it's just an assay. I'm not sure which. I think it could be either. But Shigas Los Assay, or Zadon Lav, that's really interesting, right? Umin de lo astrobe. Ba ola la kapara. So you have a situation where Lemaisa, you don't have Malkas, right? Because there's no Asra. But, so, you should get away clean, right? You should at least bring an Ola. But these are real Mice Averos. We're talking about real Lavin. Something which would get you Malkas, something which would presumably either get you a Chatas, if you're talking about the Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, Shigas Lav, in other words, or a Lav She'ein Bo Kares, as we say. So good, so it doesn't have the Chomer of Kares. Some of them have shown him here and there, plus it's written in a few places, Shabbos elsewhere, speak about the Bechi of Chatos of Lav She'ein Bo Kares, the fact that it has Kares is sheer in the Chomer Aveira. So this is less Chomer Aveira, it's still a Mice Aveira, we're talking about a Lav. So the Havamina is, even after the Sifra, why not? Because we're revisiting. Obviously, the question of revisiting, it makes no sense if you think of the answer is, once you say asay and la beneath the glass, but we're really saying that Ola isn't mechaper. Ola is a different kind of korban. We're talking about, you know, a holistic kind of a ritsui, kind of a doron, kind of a, you know, kapara. So you're not going to start asking, you know, what about a case of malchus where for technical reasons, you know, there's no hasra, there's no malchus. So what about a lav? No, she'ein bakaris or she'ein bakaris, but it's shigasla. Right? So the answer of the Rosh is interesting. Kiloma tzin amazing below hasra miskaper b'korban. Right? The answer is, that's an interesting answer, right? That amazing below hasra doesn't get kaparas korban, meaning it's too severe. Not that Ola, you know, wouldn't relate to a Mais Aveira, but that this Mais Aveira is not nitenes, is not nitan, rather, to be niskaper al yidei korban, never mind Ola. Aye, but that's not true, because you do find korbanos in it. That's the interesting rash. Vein dom alahanu de mevina zodon kishkaga, the Mishnah increases, the asam appears kol zodon apil v'asra. That's just been in certain mice averas that even the mazid right generate a karma. But a mice avera which has theoretically the capacity to be mechayiv malchus, right, the hasra, That's not nitan to the kapara of any kind of korban. V'chein shigas lo saseh, lo mistaba l'ukma, right? We're not sure why, but, okay. Again, too much of a ma'is avera. I mean, it would qualify for chatas, so we're not sure why v'chein shigas lo saseh, lo mistaba l'ukma, unless he's referring to what I said before, which is that the avela, the shkaga, is in the lav, not in the avera. Maybe that's too flimsy to be mechayv, depending how you ask in the Tzuzim of Yochanan Mishlakish. Amitzaseh, afilu b'mezin. That's also an important line. According to the Rash, when the Sifra and the Gemara conclude that Ola is mechaper anaseh, right, it's certainly shogeg, right, and afilu b'mezin. Afilu b'mezin. We'll see in the Ramban shortly that the Ramban is kolek. Ramban thinks that's only the Mezid, not the Shogeg. The Rash thinks the Mezid, Kol Shekein the Shogeg. It could be, as we'll soon see, that the Ramban's perspective, at least in the second view of the Ramban, is more consistent with the idea that Ola operates differently. Although I think for the Ramban, it's still within the, or under the rubric of Kapara. That's a comment that I made about the Ramban, Aleph Tess and the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos. I mean, the Ramban considers Ola to be a form of Mechaper. I'll try to say it now already. I think that there are two different issues which shouldn't be confused here. One is the way that Kaparas Ola works. And here I'm suggesting that there's a range of views. Some see Kaparas Ola the same way they see Kaparas Chatas B'Asham, or is Kaparas Chatas. You know, some see it as being qualitatively different. That's one issue. Second issue is a more subtle issue, and that is, let's say you do see Kaparas Ola as being qualitatively different. So do you see that as being under the rubric of Mechaper, or Volechaper? Right? In other words, is that difference, so significant that you just would never characterize Ola as a Mechaper at all? You don't consider that a regular form of Kapara. Right? Or, no, there are different, all sorts of different Kaparos. It doesn't make it less of a Mechaper, just because it's a different kind of a Mechaper. I think the other day I spoke about the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvos, the Ramban about Tamid, and even the Ramban's whole discussion here in Ola Torah, which I'll get to in just a second. I think the Ramban, in the second question, takes the view that Ola is a Mechaper, unlike the Ramban. But in terms of the nature of the Kaparas Ola, I think at least the second day of the Ramban is very open to the view that the nature or the quality of the Kapara is very different. Either way, partially I think it's highlighted a very important machlokas Rishonim. It's not known, I don't think. And that is that according to the Rash, Asay is Niskapra de Ola, Bain Bishogeg, Bain Bemezid, Omar Kol Shekein Shogeg, Afilu Bezid, because he sees it in the pattern of Chatas, which is why he asked the question to begin with, in the way, or his expansion is the way he did, whereas Ramban thinks that it's limited to Bezid, and we'll see soon, based on his formulation of Benirza Lechaper, which we'll get to in just a second. Then Rash goes on to discuss he talks about this a little bit, and then he says, Ola al avon lekan shikupe. The pirsha kuntrus bezvachin amarava ola daronu. So again, this is just out there in the Rash, but it sounds like he's bothered by it. Meaning, how can ola be a daron and at the same time be a mechaper? And again, for him, for the Rash, if I'm reading him correctly, that's a really powerful question. Because for him, for ola to be a real mechaper means to be a mechaper like chatas, shogeg. Maybe we would have extended it, if not, for these other considerations on shigigas, lav, and lack of hasra in Malkus. In other words, he's really taking what I call the havamin of the sifra seriously as a din in, ma'isavera and mechaper. So then, ola daronu really sticks out. Yet, ida leket tshuva, zevach shan ta'eva, ida ike tshuva, atani alam mitzaseh, mishav, endosaz, misham, Chenu and Perik Masu the Yuma, Avra Al-Sei, Al-Sos-Sei, and Dita Gar-Sei, Shuvah Bechaperes, Vahash Avagav Shemim Chalo, Ve'ifrish Ol Al-Kach, Ein Zachulun La-Zara. The best that the Rash can do to explain this, right, is to say that in Okanami, right, but since you're Mafrish, the Shem Kapara, even though you no longer need the Kapara, because everything is a routine Kapara for him, so the best he can tell you is it's not Chulun La-Zara. You can bring the korban. You would mafresh this korban, you know, in the context of tshuva. Therefore, even though it's unnecessary, right, it's still not in the category of chulin ba'azara. And then the continuation as well. We've talked about Perek Aleph the Chagiga, Luchach Shav, the tshuva mechaperes miyad, apil al shara veros, kolos adavar mitzcharek mochul mamiyad, imkein ola lamali, Yishlomar lav dafka elamochlin ktsas ad yom haKippurim shenigmar mechila gemura. There's also a big chiddush of Rash. So Rash says, in order to maintain the viability of Ola as a real mechaper, l'shitaso, so he ends up having to explain the other Gemaras and the idea of mechila by means of tshuva as a kind of mochlin ktsas ad yom haKippurim. But you really need a kaparas ola in the same way that you need a kaparas chatas and asha. I think the total view of the Rash points in a very clear direction. The Moshe Pesachim, on the other hand, this is a collection of Bali Tosfos Sala Torah, and it's from different things. It's very hard to know how it is edited, and it's certainly not a single sheet like the Rash is. So there's a range of things here, but again, they highlight some of our issues. Number one, it's interesting that the whole idea of kapara in the mitzvah say is an issue and one would think could have been a problem, right? As we discussed already, could have said that mitzvah say are opportunities. They're not averos. We don't do mitzvah say. Right, so number one, it's usually the sheva al taaseh, so there's no technical mitzvah avera. Right? Usually you have the ability to continue to do it in the future. Usually ignoring or squandering the opportunity doesn't constitute a maisa. And as such, how can we even talk about the need for kapara? Again, if you take the view that the idea behind Ola is that it's a qualitatively different kind of kapara, it's about kaparas agavra, so there's no maisa vera, but the gavra could still be a gavra avaryan. Or it's about his relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, so, you know, squandering certain opportunities is also a slap in the face, both for the squandering per se in some cases, and in some cases when you know, it's right in front of you or it's particularly significant, and some, you know, we've spoken about this in the past, some Sheva al Taaseh almost turn into, you know, Kumba Aseh's, you know, in the Poshea Kemazik, you know, sense of things. So the point is that if you take the view of Ola as a, you know, Tikkun Agavra or Tshuva Sagavra kind of a thing, then the fact that it applies to Hirhurei Avera and to Essen works very well. But if you take the view that you really deal with a Kapara of a Maisa Avera, the same Derech as a Chathas and an Asham, and so on, then one would have thought that Mitzvah Saseh are just not subject to this whole category. What are we talking about? So in the end of the Moshe Pesachim, he has the following discussion. Then he adds, this is an important formulation. He's addressing this question. This is the Bali Tosfos addressing this question. Right? Yesh lo michshol, she'in azor is l'kayim ha-mitzvah. Al oso michshol hu meratzeh. V'chein alav anitak, k'gon lo zosir minu ha-boker, yobo lidei k'kein, right, she'osir k'akona yesh b'davar, v'anosu minu ha-yesh b'sofu, imken yesh takona im avar alav l'sofu b'esh. Mikol mokom yesh lo michshol b'davar, she'avar mitchila. Al oso michshol hu meratzeh. So I don't know, again, whether it's too subtle to know, but at least I know that he's talking about, he's bothered, I'm happy that he's bothered in addressing this issue, this is exactly what he's talking about. Right? Whether he's saying, this is a different kind of kapara, it's a kapara that can address, you know, neglect, you know, mikshal, or is it saying, no, you can turn, you know, it's a kalin, but it's an avera too, a mikshal is also a lost opportunity in some cases is also an avera. It's hard to know. But either way, I know that he is addressing this question. The Moshe Tzkenim addresses several other issues as well. I just want to get them on the record. The Afagav, and I'm going towards like the middle of the piece. Afagav the Amru, according to Gemar Yuma, Ba'ase Velosa Se Anita Klase, Imasa Tshuva Eino Zazmi Shal Ma'an Shemochu Enlo, Imlosa Tshuva Zevach Hashoyim Toiva, meaning the Gemara in Zahim, which says basically, Ola seemingly cannot be Mechaber, because it's got to be only a Doron, that's what he's reading it, because it's, you need tshuva, and once you have tshuva, then kaparas olos superfluous. So the Moshe Tzkenim says, Yishlomar, how does this work with the Sifra? Like, it's all, Moshe Tzkenim is Pirush Rashi, and the Ramban, the Sifra, how does all this work? Yishlomar, Avagad the Asa tshuva, Mochlin lo, mi kufya. So this is similar to that line of the Rash. Right, this is a suggestion that when we say ein zozim b'shem atshemochlin lo, that's not a real kapara, that's mikufya. Again, the Rash said, it's, you know, tola ad yom kippur. You didn't use the expression mikufya. But in terms of structurally, it's the same idea. Namely, they have to downplay the Gemara's about tshuva in order to preserve some kapara function for Ola. It's a stop. Right? The Rambam, on the other hand, this is contrasted with the Rambam for a moment. Again, when we get to the Rambam's in Sulei Mekdashim, I'm going to suggest again that the Rambam thinks that the method of kapara of Ola is different than that of Chatas. But primarily, the primary view of the Rambam, as we discussed, is that Ola is a different kind of korban. It's not in the orbit of Chatas and Asher. It's interesting, actually, in Pirshim Shnayis in Ezer Makoman, the Rambam mentions that Chatas and Asher are Kachek Kadashim. Ola is not even Kachek Kadashim. The Torah doesn't call him Kachek Kadashim. It is Kachek Kadashim, of course. The Mishnah calls him Kachek Kadashim. But the Rambam notes that the Torah doesn't call it Kachek Kadashim. It only calls Chatas and Asher. As if to say, Ola is Ola. Right, Ola is, again, foundational, it's the korban, you know, to call it Kachin Kadashin, I'm not going to compare it to, you know, the Rambam's critique of, you know, the Bahag and counting, you know, the mitzvah of Muna Hashem. I'm not going to do that. But, you know, in as much as I'm not doing that, the point of what the Rambam seems to be saying is that Ola is more than Kachin Kadashin. And it's the definition of a korba, kol elashem. Everything is an adjustment, in a way, on Ola. And it doesn't surprise me that the Rambam, sharp contrast Rambam, doesn't see Ola as a mechaper. Right? That Aron Pershim Shnai is also good with that. And I'd say the only time he speaks about kaparis, as far as I know, the Rambam speaks about kaparis Ola in two places in Mishnah. One is in Sulei Mekdashim, where we know he has, you know, some funny formulation about the difference between Chatas and Ola, right? Perek Tesvav Alacha Tes and Alacha Yudalet, which I hope we'll get back to today. If not, we'll spend a few more minutes. We'll just wrap up whatever we leave out on Thursday. So that's one, definitely pointing in some direction to the qualitative difference between Kaparas Ola and Kaparas anything else. And the other place that says in Maisa Kavados and in Parag Gimel, and that's in the context of Smicha and Vidui, and that's where we also have the Yerolim with the Shlamin, which I was trying to suggest is based on his discomfort with Ola as a Mechaper. So basically, then, according to the Rambam, it's like the Meshech Chachma all those years later. The Nirtzal Lo Lechaper is referring to Smicha, but it's more than that. It's very possible that this works in nicely with the Rambam's general view of the role of Bidui in Tshuva. As we know, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph in the Koteret and Sefer Mitzvos, tells us that the mitzvah of Tshuva is Vidui. And this, of course, sparked a lot of discussion because both are some Makoros that seem to imply otherwise. And just logically, what do we mean by that? What do we mean that the mitzvah of Tshuva is Vidui? Seems like the Rambam is zeroing in on a peripheral requirement rather than on the fundamental essence of what Tshuva really is. But this is what the Rambam does. The Rambam says that Vidui is the essence of Tshuva. So, is it possible that, no coincidence, that the only place where the Rambam brings, if the Rambam really read the Nitzel al-Lachaper, again, this is the Vidui of a Korban. The Vidui of a Korban, which is something that's done in the Smicha for the Rambam, always becomes an opportunity to do Tshuva. Again, if you don't, it's the squandering of that opportunity. And Moshe L'Mada V'Noma, I think the Sefer HaChinuch says that, you know, there's a mitzvah tshuva all year round. Everybody says a mitzvah tshuva all year round. But Sefer HaChinuch adds is, in Avar V'lo Asa Tshuva V'yom HaKippurim, Avar al mitzvah saseh. And all year round, we don't do tshuva, you don't violate a mitzvah saseh. On Yom Kippur, when you're supposed to do tshuva, or when not doing tshuva is like a, you know, public proclamation, you know, that's a bifalah saying of tshuva. So for the Rambam, I'm not sure this is the case, but for the Rambam, the point is that when you're bringing a carbon ola, and you're saying vidui, right, and you have the opportunity to you know, relate to your chataim, especially the ones, the essen and the lavanitak, which don't have a proper you know, carbon resolution, so it's a gross, you know, act of negligence. It's a statement, you know, when you don't do bidui at that time on mitzvah saseh. But it's all part of, I think, the Rambam's view about bidui in general and kapara. So if you ask me the question, I could be wrong, but if you ask me the name of the Rambam, the question that all these Rishonim are bothered by, which is, how could you talk about olas of mechaper of essen when the Gemara says tshuva's mechaper mitzvah saseh? Lazoz and bisham at shemoch levo. The Gemara in Shuos, the Gemara in Yuma, right? The Gemara here in Tzvachim. Right? All the, that's what the Rash is bothered by. That's what the Moshe Tzkenim is bothered by. They're saying kapar mikufya. They're saying ad yom kippurim. You ask me, I could be wrong. But the Rambam would answer this question, is what he talked about. That's what it is. The vidui on the korban ola is the tshuva. Tshuva is vidui. And that's why I wanted to see Hilchos tshuva as well. Right? I think they pointed this out to me as well. But the Rambam speaks very clearly in Hilchos tshuva about Chatas and Asham and the roles that they play, right? Omitted, right? Notably, strikingly omitted from that formulation is any role for Ola. Right? It's all about Tshuva, but that's fine, because the only time that the Rambam speaks about this halakha in a formal way is here in Maaser Korbanos in the context of a vidui, which is an opportunity to do Tshuva. It isn't a din, and that's where the view I made last time. When it comes to Chatas and Asham, it's Bidui ala Chatos, and Bidui ala Ashamos. Right? In the case of Ola, it's Bidui al Mitzvah Saseh, al Mitzvah Slos Hashem Shal Nita Pase. In other case, that's part of the Kapara for that particular Avera, is to bring the Karban and to do the Bidui. And in the case of Ola, that's not why you're bringing the Karban, that's what the Karban's coming for. But when you're bringing the korban ola, there's a chance to do on this whole other category of eros. And also, the Rambam does the same pattern, has the same pattern in Paragimel of Hilchos Shkagos. And Shkagos Gimel Yud, if I have it here, Thank you. Ein Yom HaKippurim v'lo HaChaseimim, similar to Ein Yom HaKippurim v'lo HaChatos v'lo HaAsham v'chaprim el al HaShavim ha'maminim v'kaparasim alo mevay kohen einam v'chaprim bo Yom Kippur and Chatos and Asham, they don't work unless you believe in them. You have to kick your heels and say, I believe in the power of Yom Kippur, I believe in the power of the Chatos. Not really, but you have to believe in the Asham. I will have to buy for him, right? Ain't it the Chatos? If you scoff. At or you deny the effectiveness of these mechanisms, they're not going to work for you. It's not just a quid pro quo kind of thing. It means in order to tap into these, for these mechanisms to be significant and not just to be misasek mi'alma or ma'isakot, mi'alma, right, you have to relate to them in a meaningful way. Whether you need kavana l'shma is a different question. Strichas kavana, etc. But you have to relate to them. Not in the Mitzaseh kind of a way, or worse. Ketzad hay mevayit, hay mechatoso, hay shamo, the omer mechashin belibo, shenu hay mechaprin, apapit shen kirvo ki mitzvason, lo neskaprivo. Yasa b'tshuva, nivi itoso, tzarko ha mechatoso vya shamo, v'chein hay mevayit v'yom ha-kippurim, en yom ha-kippurim mechapra lov, v'vikich ha-mitzchayim, ashram tolim, aval av yom ha-kippurim, v'yom ha-mevayit, lo neskaprivo, kashi yasa b'tshuva, achi yom ha-kippurim, chayim lo-avi kol ashram tolim, shrei chayipo. Where is Ola? Like, we're not saying. If you don't believe in the Karmen Ola, it's not the Chaper and the Mitzvah saying. Right? The answer is, the Ola isn't the Chaper, the Asay in that way. It's the Bidui, the Tshuva in context, the opportunity provided. And it's the idea of Risha Sagabra that you're relating. Not necessarily any specific ase or lav shenita klase. That's right. Either way, I think the Rambam's answer to these questions would be, these are not questions, this is just part of the explanation of how all of this works. That's my speculation. The Moshe Kenim, in addition to this, does something as other things. The Kema Mabakach Sh'on Shun Omer B'Makom Acher. Related to the bigger question. Sifra says that we would have thought that Ola could be Mechaper and all these other things, but unfortunately they're taken up. What are you going to do? Right? So the Moshe Kenim challenges this. Mabakach Sh'on Shun Omer B'Makom Acher. It's not Perek Kamed Shavuos. Al Shara Beirus Shabbatora, Kalos V'Chamuros, Donos V'Shkogos, Hoda V'Lo Hoda, Ase V'Lo Sase, Yavol Av Yisurim, Kodem She'Yizkar Yisira Mishnaleach. Hachanami, Yavol Ha'Onesh Alav, Kodem She'Yakrib Ha'Ola. In other words, why not? Aval Ein Shem Tzchus Tolalo, Ad She'Yakrib Ha'Ola, Chaz Yizkaper. Because why not consider the model of Yom Kippur and Sira Mishnah. There's a whole little group of the Rishonim here, particularly Bali Tosal the Torah, and some of the others have it as well. The Tura La Torah also has this. Why not consider the possibility of Ola in the model of like a multiple approach to Kapara? Right, just like we find Sira Mishnah Leach and Yom Kippur. Some things are Tola, some things are Mechaper, right? Now, again, the way that it's formulated by the Bali Tosis is to treat kaparas, esin, by means of ola, in the same way as you're treating other avins. Yeshlomar, the Sira Mishnayach, Yeshuzman Kabu Abayam Kippurim, Ava Ola Dizmana Bechol Yom, Ein Svar Shalayas Biklahakrib, Hachi Yavah Ha'Ovish. Technical answer. Abotema, Achta Minu Perek Masur Yuma, tshuva mechaperes all the various kalas alasei velosasei. Arch the gemara asked losasei mechaperes alasei mi boy. Yishani arch kam alasei velosasei and itak alasei. Arch kamer the olu mechaperes. Same problem. The gemara yuma seems to be a stero with the idea that olu is mechaper. In tomar harmin arch olu mechaperes haynu velosas a tshuva. Right? Or the Tanab Yushalmi, the Tshuva Mechaperes, Kishalohi Viola, there's two avenues of Tshuva, either Korban or Tshuva itself. Zeloi Tachain. Eich Ola Techafer below Tshuva, Aminan Zevach Hashoim Toeva. Now the Gemara already applies Zevach Hashoim Toeva to Ola, but the question is, does the Gemara apply that only according to the Mandamar that Ola is a Doron and it's not Mechaper? Or, even according to the Gemara, even according to the Sifra, that assumes that Ola is Mechaper, we would still say that Zevach Rishayim Toeva. Right? The assumption of the Rishonim we talk about it is that Zevach Rishayim Toeva applies, we accept that Gemara no matter what. Is it possible that Zevach Rishayim Toeva will apply when it comes to the Kapara, the regular Kapara of Kaparas Ma'isaveira? So, if you don't have, if you're still a Rasha and you're Omei B'mirdecha, so you say Zevach Hashayim Toeva. But if you're Omei B'mered, the Asei or the Los Asei Shanita Klasei, right, does that mean that the Korban Ola that you bring is Zevach Hashayim Toeva? If you take the view that it's not Mechaper directly, it's Mechaper by means of Kaparas Hagavra, maybe not. Maybe it's different. Here again, the assumption of Rishonim is that we're not Mechal. Either way, what's the answer to the Moshe of the Kenyan? Oh, did you want to ask a question? The Zayn Shaykh Tarit Ba'ola. Oh, sorry. The Gabi Yom Kippur and Shaykh Lo Makach Tzeres HaKosav Hu Kadiyol Ipatsam. Because what about the idea that Machlokas and the Gemara Rebbe and the Chachanim that Yom Kippur could be Mechaper al Pi She'enam Shavim? So this is already my a little bit of my suggestion. Maybe Zevach Rishayim Toeva doesn't apply to Ola. Now again, the Moshe Tzkenim is suggesting is even though it's an explicit Gemara, Chag Gemara Tzvachim says clearly Zevach Rishayim Toeva applies to Ola. Doesn't say it's against an explicit Gemara. This is Zeh Ein Shayach L'Tareitz Ba'Ola. Chada Degabi Yom Kippurim Shayach Lomar Kein Dixeres HaKosav U'Kadiyal Ipasa. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the idea that Itzumo Shoyom Kimi Mechaper Afilo Einan Shavim, right, that's a special bit, but that doesn't apply to Ola. The Ola Gabi Karban Amar Zevach Hashayim Toeva Eich Tol Ola Below Tshuva. But he's not quoting from the Gemara that says Zevach Hashayim Toeva. Right, our Gemara Tzvachim says Zevach Hashayim Toeva explicitly. So I think the answer is because our Gemara is, the point of the Mandamar says Doron. Our Gemara is trying to prove Doron. Right? But if you assume that you can, that there can be a coexistence between Kaparas, Ola, and some of the other characteristics of Ola, and that that's based on an understanding that the Kapara of Ola just works in a different way, on a different plane, then it's very possible that the general principle of Zevach Hashayim Toeva may not apply. It could be that it applies more, and it could be it doesn't apply at all. It could apply more because the whole idea of Kapara here is about Kapara Sagabra. How can you have Kapara Sagabra, you know, when you're Omei Mimirdecha? It'll apply less because it isn't about squaring any particular Asei or Lavanita Klase. It's about squaring your status as a Gabra. And maybe the merit that you have about a particular assay is not Makis. I think it's a different, but either way, it's interesting that Moshe Tzkenim is not relating to our Gemara. Instead, he's discussing the possibility that every Korban has its requirement as a Korban, or that it's a special Tzeres HaKosav, the idea of Kapara B'li Tshuva is limited to Mitzuma Shoyom. Gam Elomer de Travayo Bidan, Gam Ola Gam Tshuva, which we saw before, Alma, the Alma, the Ola, the Chaperis, all here, Halev. That's important line, meaning the emotions kainim thinks that hiror and ase and lavanita klase are stira. If you say that olas mechaper mitzase, then on hiror, then that's inconsistent with saying that it's mechaper in a regular sense. Why? Again, because whether it's tosas shans or the emotions kainim, they are not operating with this idea that this is a qualitatively different kind of kapara. For them, everything is pointing in the direction, if it's a mechaper, it's a serious mechaper, and the normal model of mechapers. Zeva Pashan Toeva, Mikiva, there can't be two mechaperim, and by the same token, there needs to be tshuva, and that's inconsistent with the idea of hiror. You can't talk about real kapara if you're talking about hiror. Hiror certainly is not a baisade. If you look at kapara in terms of a gavra baryan, right, and correcting his religious persona, here is excellent. That's I read the Rambam in the Chuvah Perek Zayin Alacha Gimel last Thursday. Uperek Hamadizvachim Aminim Deolad Daronu Haba Achar Tshuva V'Gam Sham Mochiach Debal Asay. And he's raising his hands, the Pella. So the point is that all aspects of both the Rash Mishans and the Moshe Tzakenim are operating with the principle that Ola's Mechaper, that's inconsistent with Doron, it's inconsistent with Hiror, it's inconsistent with some sort of role, required role, or prerequisite of Tshuva, etc. But if you either take, the Rambam type approach, which is that this is just the framework of doing Tshuva, or the idea that the kapara here is kapara sagabra and it works in a different way, then many of these problems are not a problem at all. And indeed, the comparison, by the way, to Itsumo Shoyom and the Sira Nishtaleach also take on, I would say, additional or new significance, because that's something that needs an analysis as well. When we say Itsumo Shoyom is mechaper, we say Sira Nishtaleach is mechaper, right, with tshuva, without tshuva, maybe it depends on that. Again, are we talking about a different mechaper, one that is it's a different mechaper, but that works the same way as chatos and ashamos and malchus, etc.? Or is that too a different strategy of kapara? After all, the whole idea of Yom Kippur as a mechaper is a time of the year. In a way, Yom Kippur is the ultimate. I want to get too, drushy, but, Yom Kippur is to Kedushas Hazman. What Ola is to the Kavanos. It's the day of Kulol Hashem. Right? It's the day in which, it's true that you outline your individual chataim, and you definitely relate also to them, but not so much as individual chataim. Those have been with you from the moment that you violated. And from that moment, as Ramban puts it, you are omed b'mered, and you are obligated to do kapara. Yom Kippur is a time of the year. It's about squaring your relationship with Rabban Shalom. It's going beyond. It's transcending the individual aveiros. It's not ignoring them, but certainly it's about going beyond them. So the idea that, the kapara of Yom Kippur, both in terms of Tola and the Markim and Sir Mishtaleach, that these could be models, nafka, for the Ola, it's pretty good. Anyways, let's move to the Ramban. The Ramban, I say, addresses, like the Rashi Mishans, speculates about further options in the direction of the Sifra, in other words. But instead of seeing this as a, and as I say, I think the Ramban's view, very sharp contrast to the Rambam, is very important, is that he looks at Ola as a Mechaper, but I think that's because he's expanded the concept of Mechaper to Mechaper Lavonos. So that's what he says in Sefer Mitzvot. That's the idea of discussion of Tvinim as well. But it's because he's expanded the notion of Kapara, not because he sees Ola, I think, in narrower terms, at least a second view of Ola. So this is the Ramban's discussion. First quotes Rashi. Ubraisi b'toras kohanim. Ani tema. Ki eichon onshon amur. He's challenging the Sifra. What do you mean the onshim are already taken care of? Shar kavanos b'shogin heimeratzi. V'nu chalomar she'chapru. Al-Chayvez, Nisos, Bidei Shamayim, Shogim. There's still room here. That's what the Rashi was saying. Right? But he's being much more specific. Chayvez, Nisos, Bidei Shamayim, we have Mizidim, but we don't have Shogim. Maybe that's the Rashi's Labin. Al-Chayvez, Malkis, Shogim. Right? As opposed to lack of Hasra. Al-Chayvez, Nisos, Bezdin, Shogim. Ba'osin shein chayolem chatos. Makal v'v'imo mekal v'shem shbekal, I'm sorry, k'shem sh'achatos l'chaperes b'chay v'krisos shogigin. That k'shem, of course, is a very important word, meaning this is in the image, this is in the model of a regular kapara. That's the assumption of the question. And here the Ramban gives two answers. So the first answer maintains that assumption. V'ulai b'avur shapir shakosu b'chay v'misa v'ezdin v'b'chay v'krisis onshon b'vezid of the shogeg v'pirish b'chay v'misa b'dei shamayim onshon b'vezid v'misa b'chay v'lava l'malkis v'l'pirish shum onesh b'shogeg v'ir l'mechachonim shakol onoshem pirto akosu. So the first answer basically is, you're right, it's like chatos. And there are candidates out there, and we should apply Ola to them. The only reason that we don't is because the Torah sent us a subtle message. The Torah was Megaladas. What's the subtle message? The fact that they explicate the onshin in so many cases indicates that when they don't, right, in the cases that are left over, right, with all the parallels we have, because there is no korban. Again, this is an important, parshanut issue here as well. Again, the Ramban's hypersensitivity to what the Torah does and does not address. Here it's not so much what's explicit in Torah Shabbat and with respect to, what application. That's what we were talking about before with the Shidim Kovetzas. That's not the Ramban's point. Here in general, but Ramban in general is Perish Al Torah, this hypersensitivity to, what and where the Torah speaks about things is of course part of the genius of this Perish. Ramban says here too, the Yomar she'ein mechuyev l'havi ben ola, v'kach ra'u she'ein b'chayv misa v'dei shemayim v'b'chayv malkas al onshin ha'mefurish v'en amazed. By virtue of the contrast with the things that are explicated, we can learn that there's nothing in these cases. Although the shogeg en aleim shum nesius chet, this is a key line. Like, why should it be so? The answer is, there's no nesius chet. The maisa beira is not enough. This is what it implies. The maisa beira is not enough to be mechayev the shogeg. Right? There's not enough nesius chet. Therefore, you don't need a kapar. Ein tzrichim Ritzui Klal. A very important statement about these cases. They fall between the cracks. Zeu Shamru Kvar Anshon Amur doesn't mean like we originally thought, right, like the Rash thought. It means Shekol Ona Shiratzal Hatil Aleim Kvar Amru Akasu Abal Alase Malosa Sandita Klase Amizidin Shiloh Hiskrub and Shumonesh. Here it's the Yasher Shalei Yonish Ben Bazen. I think we're talking about Shogigin, right? So then it's a good deal. Because it's also possible. Because it's plausible that the Shogig, there's not enough of a Maisa Veira, and there's therefore not enough Rishis Agabra either because it's Shogig. Therefore the Ramban says it falls through the cracks. And there's nothing. But if you're talking about Asei, Lava, Nita, Klase, and you're talking about the Mazid, Yasher Shalei Yonish Ben Bazen, you flagrantly violated the Torah, or didn't, do the mitzvahs, right? Yiratze ba'ola hazu imibienu benidvas nafsha. That's an interesting line also. Right? If you bring it benidvas nafsho, then yiratze ba'ola hazu. Now, is that a kapara? In the same sense of the, you know, of the Chatos model, kashem of the Havamina? Or is already the Ramban turning a little bit towards the idea of Ritzui Agabra in Yiviena, the Nidvas Nach? I know there's no Chiyun, but it's a Chiyun, and maybe it's also about the attitude of the Gabra. Whatever you want to say, this certainly is the shot in the second perspective. Yitachen lamar, ki babur shal hiskar v'kavonos on the nava l'chaper alav al shigasa v'asher shagag. Ramban says, how come the language of nirtza and not the shagag, the chiper? Kasher v'kavonos achet. Right, here's, again, is hypersensitivity to Lashon HaKra when it comes to the other kavonos. Every time we speak about a kapara lachet, we speak about its v'nismach, the kiper, etc. Here it says, v'nirtza. So Hayil Rabba saying the mashmo, sazeh, shechafar l'mazidim she'enen ritzuyim lefanav. But already, even though he's not explicitly saying what I'm saying, but the point is, v'nirtza as opposed to v'chiper, right? There are two differences. Number one, it's ritzuy versus kapara. Number two, it's v'nirtza, the passive as opposed to the chiper. Not even chapar, but chiper. Right? And therefore, the shift has already taken place. Sheichapar lamazidim she'enam ritsuyim lefana. It's about the relationship. Ki ha-shogeg af pishachata ritsuy ha-shenu. Here's again where the Ramban parts company with the Rash. The Rash said that certainly shogeg, right, because that's patterned after the kashem of the chapas, Afilo Mezid. And the Ramban is saying, only Mezid. Because this isn't about the Maisa Deira. If it's about a Maisa Deira, then you can say anything to Shogeg. That's the whole idea of a Maisa Deira. That's the whole idea of, right? Zdono Kare Saskila Shigagaso Chatas. The fact that Zdono Kare Saskila shows you that there's a real objective Chomor Maisa Deira. Therefore, even if you do it, believe Rishus Lagavra, you still did a Maisa Avera. You have to bring a carbon, you need Ritzu, you need Kapara. Right? But let's say, right, you don't have an objective Maisa Avera. Right? So then, if you're at least amazed, so there's Rishus Lagavra. You need Kapara Lagavra. But if there's neither amazed nor Maisa Avera, then what's the point? That's what the Ramban is saying, logically, right? Ki ha-shogeg af ha-bishachata ritzui ha-shemru. Right? He's not an avari in the gavra, he just did a ma'is ha-vera. In kein, i'efshel l'chaper lo, b'nezidim, zulasi, al-asei v'al-osasei, shenita klasei, shenol nizkar b'emonesh, elu she'enem ritzuyim l'melech, b'avur she'avra al-mitzvaso. He's just saying it. Right? The Ramban doesn't like you anymore. You know? If you ask, what did you do? You did things to make him not like you. Right? The details are unimportant. It's not what you did that's important. It's who you are. So again, if you don't know the Gemaras, you can't, you know, fully appreciate. Just like the Rashi and Rabbi Menalem. The Gemara says Doron and Zayin with base. The Gemara says Doron when it's trying to show you that Olo's not Mechaper, seemingly. How do you know that when it says Doron, and again, the Rashi Mishan, some emotions came in, when they said Doron, they're saying, like, how does it square with Kapara? Tosa Bava Basra was saying Doron, it's Kapara most Mikufya, not Mikiva. Right? On the other hand, Rashi, Bava Ben Aleph, when he's trying to explain, okay, it's a different kind of Kapara. It's La'achar Afrasha. Right? How do you know it's qualitatively different? That it could justify the La'achar Afrasha? Because it's Doron? He doesn't say because it's Doron. But he slips it in, it's Doron. Like, why use Doron here? We didn't even get to it. Some Zion of a base. Some Zion of a base in a context which is problematic. Why bring it in? Rashi needs it. And Ramban needs it. Ramban's telling you, I celebrate Doron. I don't think Doron's a problem. This is the Rashi and the Ramban are so close, right? And yet they're totally worlds apart. That's the point I'm trying to make. And that's Tosas and Zvachim too. Tosas and Zvachim, Zion of a base. There can be kapara mikiva and it's a doron. We'll get more to the doron issues soon, or when we wrap up on the notes. There are isig ba'gada, there are yikra rabba, Tani Rav Shimon Yochai, Ina Olaba El Ruhuri Avera, Avera Salev, Om Rav Levi Dikra Halehu, Ha'ola Aruchachem, Haya Lo Siyah, Ha'ola Bechaperes Ala Ola Aruchachem. The Rav Bechai also, by the way, says Ola is the first of the Karmanos, because Machshava is Kodemus Vemaisa, and that's why it's here. V'chein b'Iyov, right? V'hela olos mitzvar kulam, ki amar Iyov ulai chatu banai, uberko Elohim, Elohim dovavam. Adamra eina ola bala hurure alei, v'atam shal ishu chata, she'ein makir bo el Hashem. I'm sorry, she'ein makir bo el Hashem. V'pikach kulu kol el Hashem, v'lashem denirtzalo, does the Ramban find it problematic that Hir Halev should be included the way that Moshe Tzkenin did? Not at all. Again, he's embracing it. It's perfect for him. He says, Hir Halev is Chetch Ein Makar Bo Al Hashem. Not a Maisa Veira, but it's Eino Watsui with Ne Hashem. But Pikach Kula Kala Lashem. But Lashem Nirtzalo, Yatsar Lashem Anichbad. Not the chet is nirtzalom. We see a chet. Nirtzalom to the Rabbanu Shalom, the relationship. She is sratzalom, the korban hazem, the chaper olam. This is in the context of explaining Hiror. Milashon, Ubamei Yisrat says, Zeh, El Adonav, V'or panecha kivet sisam, Kach rabim, V'itachein, kivet nirtzal kinu lechet, She nirtzalom cheto, the chaper olam. Okay, maybe it relates not to the gav, to the Rabbanu Shalom, but to the chet. Miloshem ki nirtza avona. Okay. That's relevant to us this time of year. Ad ritzta ha'aret, ashat saseha, hei miratzu savonam, lashon ha'shlama. Yitachem shu kinin harishon, kilo ha'avon ratzui, that's the one that he likes, lepnei Hashem. Velo yichar apo bo'o. Ramban is just an amazing piece from so many different perspectives. But certainly, it points in this direction of the Ola being a different kind of Kapara. How does that consistent with the Sefer Mitzvahs? As we discussed, Ramban just has a wider view of what Kapara is, the whole concept of Kapara. Okay, having done that, so let's discuss several other things quickly. We'll try to wrap up in a few minutes. I don't want to take too much time. Then get a few minutes into the Asham Shir, we'll pick up on a few other small things. Sefer Mitzvos, Sefer Chinuch, when he talks about Chatas, has two mitzvos, Kuf Lamed Ches and Kuf Tezva. I have the numbers wrong. The Chinuch has two, it's Chiyuv, and Kaparas Chatas and Maisa Chatas. Ola, he only has Maisa Ola. Again, the emphasis in the Chinuch, doesn't speak about the Sifra, as the Raman Sefer Mitzvahs doesn't speak about the Sifra. The only one who quotes the Sifra in Minyan Mitzvahs, among the major Minyan Mitzvahs, is the Sma'ad. I think is interesting. These different perspectives will help us, I think, in several other questions. Okay. Let me mention a couple of them very quickly, and then we'll adjourn for the day. Multiple Essen and Asela Achar Afrasha. Here too, without going into all of the different shitas, we can clearly detect two perspectives. The question of Achar HaFrasha, again, the Safek and the Gemara, we already talked about whether that's consistent with Doron or not, Rashi. The Gemara contrasts Chatas, or the question of the Gemara is whether you should compare or contrast Chatas and Ola. And the Gemara says, on the one hand, when it comes to Chatas, it certainly doesn't work with Achar HaFrasha, Hu Adin Ola. Or no, the fact that the Ola's Ba on multiple Esed and Chatas relates to each individual Chatas, that would explain or that discrepancy would also account for discrepancy with regard to La'achar HaPrasha as well. That's the Safek in the Gemara. It's interesting, by the way, that the Rambam does not paskin this whole discussion of Asei La'achar HaPrasha. I think that is telling again, because the Rambam just didn't see, again, this whole Shaka Mataria of Baba Ben Aleph is very consistent with the view of Ola as a Mechaper. But if you take the view of Ola as a Dina Megabra, right, or as an opportunity for Tshuva, whole Baba Ben Aleph becomes a little bit problematic. I just think it's interesting that Rambam didn't quote the whole Gemara. Ever. Yeah.
Yeah,
100%. I just think that the whole discussion, what I'm suggesting is that the Rambam thinks that the kapara on Mitzvah Saseh, anyways, is limited to the Vidui. So it's never a question of, you know, when you do Vidui on a Korban Ola, you know, then you're supposed to mention, you're supposed to take the opportunity to tshuva on your outstanding, you know, mitzvah saseh. And when it comes to the question of lishma, or shinui bailim, and it's a question of, you know, lamisha yesh kapara kamoso, so then, you know, the Rambam says, there's a big, you know, the Rambam relates to this question. But again, how does the Rambam relate to the question then? Well, there's no individual, Rambam says, who has never been in violation of a single mitzvah saseh, Be'ola. Right? Those are the two places where the Rambam is relating to it. I think the Rambam was just a little uncomfortable with even the Hava Mina. I think Rambam probably didn't even have to codify it. Because it's not kapara. The Ola isn't mechaper on the outside, I guess. The Ola is an opportunity to do tshuva, the derech vidui, on the essay. And if you don't, maybe that's a gam in your korban, in terms of the vidui of the korban, but it's not commonly korban. So for the Rambam, it's true. That's, what you're saying is, and I totally agree, is that there are two ways to read the Gemara. Like if you talk about kapara of Ola, so you could say, oh, this is a conventional kapara, and the question is, like, what's the exception, what's the rule, to what extent is it in the mold of a chatas? Namely, can it be lachar prasha, can it be lachar shkita? What about multiple essen as opposed to single, you know, lavin, etc. And maybe chatas is the exception. Maybe ola is mechaper in the narrow way, the normal way, that the same way chatas is mechaper and lavin, ola is mechaper and essen. However, for some reason, right, the chatas is more targeted, and ola is a little broader. Or, is the Gemara saying, and the Gemara Gufa asking this question, Gemara is saying that it's a totally different kind of mechaper. It's a mechaper based on Doron. It's a mechaper, therefore, which could apply to multiple averos, and could even apply lachar prasha, possibly could apply lachar prasha. What I'm saying is, the Rambam may have been uncomfortable even with that. The Rambam may have said it's not a mechaper at all, on specific essen. It's an opportunity to do tshuva. And it has to do with the status of the Gabra, maybe. But as I say, it's not mentioned in Uchas Tshuva, Perek Aleph. It's not mentioned in Uchas Shkogos, Perek Gimel. So even to have to tell you, you know, to have to paskin, I mean, if you ask me, won't the Rambam think about the Lacha Prasha? Well, I mean, if it's, I think the Rambam will tell you. It depends. If it's Kodim Vidui, and you can get it in, great. The whole Shaka Mataria, I think the Rambam is a little bit uncomfortable with. Even the view that says it's a different kind of kapara. Certainly, if you had to pick one or the other, you'd say it's a different kind of kapara. I would say the Rambam would say, oh, it's a different kind of kapara, but it's a kapara. And the Rashi Mishantz might say, it's a regular kapara, maybe chatos is the exception. That's how I would say the three ways to read the Gemara. Yeah.
Remember the fact that I was both times the Ola being chaper for someone who played anything.
So that's what I'm saying, that's the only other place. The question is, what does he mean by it? Meaning, It's also, it could be, I don't deny that the Rambam thinks that there is possibly a kapara sagav right here. I just think he thinks it's quite different. But what are the two salient points of the Rambam in Perek Tetzav Hilchos Pesulim Midrashim, right, when he quotes that halacha? Again, we might as well speak about it now, just to round it up. But, I mean, the Gemara has a problem already. Again, aside from the Girsa issue, whether the Gemara speaks about Ola and so on. That'll leave that aside for the moment. But the Gemara basically says that, you know, a Mechuyiv Chatas, right, being mixed up with a Mechuyiv Ola, is Shini Vayim. Right? But a Mechuyiv Chatas on somebody who we think is not Mechuyiv anything at all, right, that's fine and good. That's not a Shini Vayim. Because there's no person around who doesn't have some kind of infraction. That's the reading of the Gemara. Correct? What? No, since the Chatas is Mechaper, right? And the Chatas and Mechaper, number one, the Chatas and Mechaper are saying equal. And therefore, it sounds like he's not Mechai of anything. That's what the Gemara seems to say, no? That's what the Rambam Paskins. That's the two Rambam. I'm saying the Gemara already presents a problem. The Rambam's Psak presents one additional problem, in addition to codifying that point in the Gemara, is that he gives two different explanations. Right? This Peres Vav test. Shachta l'shem meis chair. We'll also divide them. Shachta l'shem meis. Shachta l'shem meis she'enu b'chuyiv korban klal. Lo chathos v'lo ola v'lo shar korbanos. Or ezu p'suba. So that's Shema Mechuyivu Be'ene Yodea. What? And in the case of Ola, that's Yudalid, which says, Yafshu Shelo Yia, I'm sorry, Ola Sheshachta Al Misha, and Mechuyiv Korban Klal. The Gemara's Chatzos Hashem Ola is Eino Kemosa. Then the Gemara has a day that says Chatas L'shem Yishenu Mechuyiv Klum would be Shini Bailin because he has a Chiv. Or what I say, wouldn't it be Shiv? I'm sorry. Okay. Right. So the question is, why does the Rambam formulate Chatas L'shem Yishenu Mechuyiv Klum as based on the principle of Shema Mechuyavu Ve'ena Yodea, and when it comes to Ola Sheshachta Mishenu Mechuyav Korban Klal, here the Rambam says, Afapi Shezeh Sheshachta Lishmo Ena Mechuyav Klum Be'inyano. Did anybody have the Frankel? Does it say be in your know, or is it different? Yeah. Kapar l'shamayim, she'en lecha adam b'Yisrael, she'lo avar me'olam al mitzvah sase. Right? Would that also be done now? Yeah? Okay. No shimin response? It's a strange word, but it's okay. So why is it Shema in the case of Chatas? And why is it Vadai in the Chodem Yisrael Shalavim the Olam Amitzase in the case of Olam? That's a question. Okay. So I think that the answer is that when it comes to Chatas, again, the Gemara has a discussion also with the Chatas is Mechaper Asei Mikufya. When it comes to Chatas, the perspective according to the Rambam is Kapara for a specific Maisa Vera. Right, so the question is this specific Maisa Vera doesn't generate a Chatas, right? So, right, then it's, it's Shini Baile. But the Rambam's position is based on the assumption that there will be a specific, or there might be a specific, outstanding Aveira. In the case of Ola, right, basically what the Rambam is telling you is that if you were ever in violation of a Aseh, ever, right, then you're relevant to the Ola. You just got Kapara, let's say you just did Bidri on another Ola yesterday, or an hour ago. Right, where's the Vadai in that, or where's the qualification? The answer is it doesn't make a difference. Because the idea of Ola is simply Kapar Sagabra. So it's Mishala Avar Neolam. Right? Even if it's Eno B'inyano. Inyano means it's not specifically outstanding, but who cares? If it's the opportunity, if the point is the opportunity to do Bidui on Chataim, that's the idea behind, or that's an added dimension of Ola, then it doesn't make a difference whether, you know, you specifically have one or you don't. It's a Sapai. It's a Vadai. Yeah.
That's the one that Rav is foolish. Shul Karpeid, we talked about the Miley is here to be Zoic, the Haria, to be Zoic, the Sada, Tamid, Al-Hapai, and you didn't want to ask them before.
I don't mean Dark Hatshuva, Pergdalad, Pergbeis, Al-Hadalad? No, I don't think so. I think it's more in the category of, you know, Averos, Mizvadim Aleim, the Yom HaKippurim Zeh, Mizvadim Aleim, you know, Mizvadim Aleim, the Yom Kippurim She'avar, Mizvadim Aleim, the Yom HaKippurim Zeh. Right. I think Midarkei HaTshuva is something a little bit different. Midarkei HaTshuva, I think, happens to be connected with the same Midarkei HaTshuva as the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tainis. Right. If you want to know, just Tishim on the side, I guess. Meaning, the Rambam says if you have the, or I have it here somewhere. Yeah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, yeah, the one that Sam's talking about is the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Daled. Midarkei HaTshuva Lios Hashav Zoeik Tamid. And it's not disconnected, I just think it's Lifnei Hashem, the Bechi B'Tachnunim, the Osa Tzadok K'Nikocho, Mishrachi Karbi Min Adover Shechatabo, Mishan Hashemo, Ani Acher, Eni Osa Ish, Shasa Osa Namasi, Mishan Amaisa Kul Metovo, Derech Yishor, V'Golim Mimikomo, Shigolus B'Chaper Sabon, Shigoremus Lihichana, Lios Anav, Shafel, Shafel Ruach. That's Perek Beis Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Daled. That I think is very connected to the Rambam and Hilchos Tainis, both in Perek Aleph and in Perek Hei. Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tainis, the Rambam tells you about the nature of the Tainis. Famous Rambam. And then Halacha Beis, V'davar zeh midarkei hatshuva. Shemizman shetov atzor v'yizako alav yariyu yedu hakol shebegal maaseim aroim ur lehen kakasula v'naseichem hitu. V'zehu sheyigrom lahasir atzor me'aleim. The Rambam says, V'darkei hatshuva, so always know that you're at fault. That's the same phrase that he uses in Perek Beis, Halacha Daled, by Midarkei HaTshuva Lios Hashav Tzoeik Tamid Lepnei Hashem Bebechi B'Tachnunim. He has a similar phrase, I think, in Hilchos Malachim. So I think the idea of that Rambam is that you don't really always know that it's your fault. But the Rambam is telling you that it's Midarkei HaTshuva to always project as if it's your fault. I mean, it's a method and a mechanism of doing tshuva. That is to always be the mashmesh b'masecha, and to assume the worst in a constructive way, meaning as a constructive catalyst to re-examine your life and to intensify your Avodas Hashem, right? So that's Midarkei HaTshuva. You should, number one, Bitsoek Tamid, the Bechi, the Takunim, Mosa Tzedaka, Bikoko, Mishrachi, Tarbi, and the Navar Shachata, the Shana Shemo, even though it's all in the past, but continue to use it as a catalyst. And you should project that there's a certain blame, yeah, not to blame other people, but to blame yourself. Now, can you really know there's blame? Well, let's say you know there's no blame, so there's no Dark Hatshuva? No. Meaning it's all, it's a method of, as long as it's a Safek, and you should project it as a Vadai in order to be Mepashtesh Ma'asecha. As long as that's a constructive way to do it. Outside of the past. That's the Ram here says that Zeu Yigam Asir Hatzar Me'aleyem. Ram contrasts about im lo yizak of leyam real yom davar zeh nivin ega olam ira v'tzara zu nikra nikreis arei the derech atzarius or gam zidolik masei maron. It's a very strong Ram. Ram says that the alternative is atzarius. Right, saying everything is coincident or it has nothing to do with me. That's atzarius. That's a kind of viciousness. I think that's what Ram associates with the mida of Amalek, shakar chavaderech, and that's in Sefer Mitzvos. Ram speaks about Yiras Elokim. He speaks about the contrast between Yiras Elokim and this idea of Nikra Nikra. So you put all the Rams together, Ram's telling you that, you know, you can live your life and, you know, shirk your responsibility or project it on other people, or you can embrace the, not the blame in the guilt sense, but the blame in the constructive, you know, Mefashvesh Mefasecha sense, and that's the proper way of Tshuva and Derech Hashem. Now, in terms of this Rambam, I was talking about the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halakha Achet, Habidu Shenogu Bako Yisrael, Hu Hikra Habidu, Aveiro Shezvad Alem B'Yom HaKippurim Zeh, Chozum Ezvad Alem B'Yom HaKippurim Acher, Af Mishu Omid B'Tshuva, so, Shenem Kip Shai Ani Eida, V'Chat Asai Negdi Tamid. Why? Because the Tshuva of Yom Kippur, and the Bidu of Yom Kippur, isn't just about neutralizing Ma'is Aveiros. It's about reestablishing a certain religious persona, going beyond the chet, using the chet. In that sense, it's like midah chet. Using the chet or the possibility of chet as a constructive catalyst to refashion your relationship. And if you do that, right, then I think that's a shot in the Rambam of Bidui too, but it's not in the now, but meaning the idea of the Rambam, I think, is that, what do you mean Bidui and not Tshuva is the mitzvah? Because the Bidui goes beyond the Tshuva. The Tshuva is neutralizing the Aveira. The Vidui says, Chatasi Avisi Pashati, number one. And it also says, Boshti V'Nechlamti, you know, it says all those other things. That's much more than neutralizing the Chet. Number one, the Chatasi Avisi Pashati, I mentioned this, I think, to Ariel the other day. Did you want to mention it? You want to mention it? Yeah. So Michaskino has this question, he says, what do you mean the Vidui is a Chatasi, a Bisi, Pashati? It should either be Chatasi or a Bisi or a Pashati. It shouldn't be all three. Right, so he says it really means whichever one applies. If you have Chatoim, it's Chati, it's Chatasi. If you have, you know, Pshayim, it's Pashati, etc. If you have Avonos, it's a Bisi. But similar Pshat of the Rambam, then it's not true that it's Chatasi, a Bisi, Pashati. Because the Vidui goes well beyond the Chet. The Vidui is an opportunity to do Tshuva. And that's also the Nechlamti, the Boshti, right? Not just, I'm sorry I did it, right? Once you did it, right, the using it as a constructive catalyst to, you know, B'makom Shabbalei Tshuva Omdim Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Nicholim Lama. There are different aspects of this, but I think that's the idea of Bidui in the mitzvah. The Derech, I think in general, that sometimes in the Rambam appears to be codifying a method like Kiddushin or Gerushin, we talked about in Gerushin, Shechita, you know, there are many others, examples of it. So some people say, oh, it's a matir. The Rav's approach in some of these things were, oh, there's a maisa mitzvah, there's a kiyama mitzvah. It's fine, but my approach is a little bit different. What I think is, the derech often accentuates what is unique about the halacha's approach to it. In tshuva, right, the vidui highlights what it is about tshuva that is unique to the Torah's perspective. That's B'derech Bidui. Yom Kippur, Tshuva of Yom Kippur, again, my idea is that the Rambam speaks about the Chiyuv, to do Tshuva only once. That's on Yom Kippur, Hinochas Tshuva. It doesn't have two mitzvahs. It doesn't have a mitzvah of Bidui Kol Shana and a mitzvah of, Tshuva on Yom Kippur. It should count the two mitzvahs in the mitzvah. So he doesn't. thinks that the chiyuv to do tshuva on Yom Kippur, an artificial day of the calendar, is the same as the obligation, as the mitzvah, when you do tshuva for a chet that's outstanding, and you're omid the mered, to do it b'derech vidu. It's all the same thing. So I think Yom Kippur is a key component. So he's saying here, the vidu on Yom Kippur is about averus from previous years too, because Yom Kippur is about, it's an ola kind of a, if you will, tshuva. So in that sense, I think what the Rambam is saying in Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashim, I don't think it's unkeh. I think the Darkei Tshuva works in with that too. But even more to the point, what I'm saying is it doesn't matter that you don't have averos right now from the perspective of Ola. Ola isn't about specific averos. It isn't about, it's about hakrava. It's a korban, you know, it's, as I said, in Pirshim Shnayis, it's, you know, he's the one who makes the deal. Torah doesn't even call it kacha kadashi. It's more than kacha kadashi. And the opportunity to do vidui is just smicha ala korban. Right. And therefore, what that vidui is, right, about the hesed, vidui on hesed, is about vidui agavra. That's part of Ola. Someone say you don't have any, someone say a second ago you just did it. It doesn't matter. Right? You never violated the mitzvah. I mean, you never needed to become, you know, the nirtzalav, the chaparalav, a ritzui. You never needed to be a ritzui Hashem. As the Ramban emphasized, of course you do. But from the perspective of chatas, right, if you're looking at, you know, efsin or anything else, right, you're looking at it from the perspective of Maisa Avera. And the perspective of chatas and ola is different. The different types of karbanos and the different perspective on whatever kapara you accomplish as well. One is a chuschuva kapara, one is a gavra kapara, the other is not. I think all of those work in well, but the Ram didn't codify, I'm not saying he couldn't have, but I think it's interesting that he didn't, the whole Gemara and Bava Medalev, because I think he just thinks it's a strange discussion. Yeah.
The
Impel of what?
The Impel
of Ram codified Bava Medalev, he doesn't have that either. Maybe he just didn't think that Chatas and Essen have anything to do with each other.
Or
yeah, correct. Again, they are la'ola, but that's because of the nature of ola. But that's the point. I mean, it's both. It's connected. I think that's true. Meaning, I think the Zebach Toda suggests that Chatas is mechaper and Essen, and ola is mechaper and Essen. I think he suggests that, that Chatas is the Chaper only on Asay Shel Shogeg Mikufya. And Ola is Mechaper on Essen, you know, even the days. I think that's just an interesting line, especially in light of the whole Rash Ramban, right, debate, and in general. So the Chatzchinuch has a similar kind of discussion. And the Chatzchinuch in Reish Tess says, let's say you have a Mechiyav Asay, and you bring the Chatas. So according to the Gemara, it's Mechaper Mikufya. Again, the Rambam doesn't have it, and I think 100% is on my list. He omits that for the same reason I think he omits the other. But according to the Din of the Gemara says that it's Kapara, it's Mechaper Mikufya. So the Mechaskino says, but he'll have to bring, will he have to bring an Ola afterwards or not? Right? Because the Ola is Mechaper Essen what? Mikufya or Mikiva? Ah, so now it gets tricky. So the Mechaskinuch says Mikiva. So we have to bring it all anyway. But that's only true according to Tosas in Zvachim, right? According to Tosas in Bal Basra, Memches, that Ola Doron means that Ola is only Mechaper Mikufya. So then you wouldn't have to bring it all after the Chatas. That would be an important actual Nafkanina. But again, more important than the actual Nafkanina is the highlighting of different perspectives, what the nature of and scope of this kapara is really going to be. So this question of l'achra afrasha, again, I said the Rambam's omission and consistent with the other Rambams, I think is very good. Not everybody agrees, of course. So again, Tosfos Shabbos and Ayin Pei Samad Aleph discuss the possibility, I don't know if I have that here, try to work it into the Sugya and Shabbos on the Ayin Beis. You have that? Yeah, thanks. Regarding Asha. Right. So again, I'm not going into the details of this right now, because it's a little bit complicated tomorrow. Bo chamech b'ilos b'shifcha chalifa inu chayv al ahas. Maskepah, amnuna, elamiata bal, v'chazar bal, v'hipish karban, right? Amtinu li ad she'ebal, right? Pretty graphic. Achanami, inu chayv al ahas. Right, the Gemara says, you know, it's a reductio absurdum question, but it's an interesting question. Even as that, it has to, I mean, what are they talking about? You could have a kaparas asham of an aveira l'achra afrasha. Right? So this whole discussion in the Gemara here, Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, all about asham, shivcha, chalufa. So, Tosas relates to this. Tosas says, V'ein l'tzmo al svar d'ravdimi, Achanami, Ola Mechaperez, Asay Dalacha Afrasha. Right? That's so crazy. I mean, Ola's Mechaper and Asay Lacha Afrasha. Afogav, the Bayo, he the Perakam of the Zvachim, Bo Itchet, the Dachile Ashas, Besopa Sugya, the Chuibi Almahu. I mean, the Ram doesn't cap it at all, and he's trying to figure out, you know, what the actual Maskana is. It's also just an interesting contrast, right? So is it Bichuya B'almahu? And it's no such thing. Inami, Hasa Baya, Liba de Ula. So Amar Hacha, in Korban Mechaper, Avera de Achar Aprasha, Dilma Ola de Doronu Mechaperes. Right? If you hold like Ula, and it doesn't work, and in the regular Avera, what about Ola? Maybe Ola is different because it's a Doron. Inami, Ein Rotsa Litshot, also, we give Amarayim, Elim Mishnah Mibraisa, Kinashku Mekarkin Menamudar, etc. The point is, I mean, we can go into much more detail. Maybe I'll say a few more words about it on Thursday, but I want to wrap up soon. This idea of L'acha Afrasha, right, how crazy is it? Like, how absurd an idea is it to have a kapara for an Aveira, right, which was done after the Korban was already Ufrash, or again, in Agamar, maybe even Akashita. But how much of a rule breaker is that? Is there such a possibility? Certainly not true in Chafetz. Is there such a possibility in any other Karba, in any other Aveira? Is it just Chafetz? You know, when we're so strict? So then, the consideration of this by Ola, consideration by Asham, not so bad. Again, this is going to be part of the Asham discussion too. And if Asham is with Ola, and Al Chatos, is that because Chatos is singular, or is it because Asham is just more like Ola in general? So, obviously, you know, the more you look at this in terms of the, again, if you want to say, Ola is Mechaper, like a regular Kapara, Asay is like a Megara Maisaveira, although it's Kalin, so it's not so absurd that it can be Mechaper, even Lachar for Asham, maybe even Lachar Shita. And the Gemara has this discussion by Asham too. Right? Or no. It is just inconceivable completely. And the only reason that the Gemara ever considered it is because the kapara of the Ola is linked to its being a Doron. Meaning it's kapara's a gavra. It's a kiyum in kapara. It's not the mechayev of the karba. Either of those explanations would work very well here. And again, Tosafot there quotes the idea of Doron. The question of multiple essen, right, is a similar kind of an issue. Right? Is the multiple essen a function of the fact that the karban is a Doron? Like Rashi says, or it's just that again, Chatos is Chatos shiny because it's very specific, each maisa neira requires its own karpa. The Helamechot is a different story. That's a tzibur from different maisa neiros. That's just a hemshech of the same aveira. Or every idea or halama requires a separate korban of chatos. The point is that the mechayev of chatos requires you to split up the aveiros. Another karbanos, even if it's a regular karbana, you can have a single korban on multiple kaparos. And that's essentially what the Shita Kubetzes is struggling with. Again, we'll leave the details maybe until Thursday. But is there any other, aside from Ola and Mitzase, that's the Vavod Alephos Gimel Shita Kubetzes, is it conceivable to have other situations like that where you'll have multiple Averos subject to a single Kapara? In which case, Kapas might be the exception, not Ola. Or no. The idea of Ola, multiple Essen, is because it isn't on any of the Essen, really. It's a function of the Gabra. And therefore, even if it does relate to Essen, it's a different kind of an Avera, it's a different kind of a Kapara. Maybe it isn't really Kapara on the Mitzvah at all. I'll mention one other thing now, and then we'll sort of stop here. It's getting late. I made allusion to the Mishnah Melech. Let me talk about the Mishnah Melech just for another minute. The Mishnah Melech has a long discussion of Hashgagos. He quotes the Rajba. The Rajba was bothered in the Gemara Chulin that Hamad Aleph, why the Gemara Mikem excludes a Mumar. Mumar Chol Torah Kula. Jew Chol Torah Kula can't bring Mikem below Mumar. Can't bring a call. So the Rajba says, how do you know that that's the Mirat? Maybe the Mirat applies also to Mumar, also Dabar. Maybe that's what the Mirat applies to. So the Mishnah Melech says, I don't understand how the Rajba can make such a suggestion. It's possible. Mikem refers to Ovanola. Ola is not Mechaper. Ola is a Doro. So how could the reference be to someone who's a Mumar? Osadabar. What do you mean Osadabar? There's no Osadabar. It's talking about a Mumar. Chol Torah Kula. You want to say, we don't accept this carbon. It's carbon Ola. That's great. But what are you going to say about Osadabar if it's a Doro? So then the Mishnah says, unless you want to say that this refers to the fact that Ola is Mechaper. And it's Sase. It's Mechaper and it's Sase. So let's say you're a Mumar on that Ase. So it's not going to be Mechaper for you. Why can't it be talking about that? Okay, Yeshua similarly, and Kulin says, but he says a little bit differently. He says, and let's say you specify the Vidui on this Ola that it's coming for this specific Ase. And on that Ase, you're a Mumar. That's the issue of the Rashi. Of course, the other side of the coin is, right? Hey, Bishlomo, if you think that a mitzvah and an ola is mechaper and ase, the way that a chatos is mechaper and olav, and all this, this whole discussion makes a lot of sense. But if you take the view that the nature of the kapara is different, or that the korban's mechayev is different, either or, but certainly if you focus on the fact, if you go especially even more to the extreme and say, you know what? The consensus of the kapara of Essen is different than the kapara of Lav, or that the character of Ola is different than the character of Chatos. Especially if you take it even further and say, it's all about Ritzui Agavra, the Nirtzalo, like Ramban says, the second one. The Nirtzalo Lachaparla, the He should be Ratzui LaHashem. So the Essen are the catalysts, and the Vidui and the Essen are the catalysts. And you want to square away what you have, certainly, but it isn't a korban on the assay, it's certainly not on any specific assay. It's on being an avarian, it's on riches hagavra. So then the idea of mumal and orechad makes no sense at all. The Meiri discusses the problem, the Rishonim discusses the problem. Why it is that you can bring in ola la'achar nisas haba. Right? Chatas cannot be brought, chatas and eitzas is one of the five gifts killed, right? And an ola, you can bring la'acha misas abaya. How can you do that? So we could have said many things. According to the Rambam, you could just say, well, it's not really a korban, it's a kapara. There's the contest, the opportunity for kapara, there's also an added kiyum kapara, maybe the vidui. But the korban is ola, it's not a mechaper. Therefore, there's not nothing to really discuss. Anyway, the Meiri has an interesting line, in which he says that there's no problem bringing korban even on behalf of the Morish, Hametz, because it's not about, it's not a problem in any specific mitzvah. It's on general Chiyuvat Esed. Again, the Meiri wants to solve the problem technically, meaning in the case of Katas, in the case of Asham, there's also Roeh, right? So it's a specific mitzvah there to begin with. And here, you know, it could be any mitzvah. The fact that it's more general doesn't preclude some sort of meaningful kapara l'achar misa. Or he's saying more than that. What he's saying is, it isn't even on any specific assay ever. It's about Essen themselves don't have that significance. They're, you know, lost opportunities. They're not misa neighbors. And it's really just about kapara sagavra, ritzi agavra. So because it isn't relating to a specific misa neighbor anymore, there's no problem l'achar misa. On the same token, the Ramban has a very interesting discussion in Kiddushin, in reading that Gemara, which is the appeal of Kiddush and other places, and it's a bunch of places. The idea that Yolendes, in other words, Shemesa, Chiyarin Bar Chathas, that's great. You can bring the whole love, but you couldn't bring the Chathas, La'acha Misasa. So the Ramban has a whole discussion there. Is it ever possible to have an Ola Kodem L'Chathas? We know that Chathas is Kodem L'Ola. We know that's our Gemara in Zion days. That's also the Gemara in the Mishnah, the Gemara is in the beginning of Kalatadir. Right? That Chathas is Mekudesh Yotzer, and therefore it's Ola Kodem. Is that Ma'akev or not? We're not going into details in about a moment. The issue is both in terms of the discussion on the level of the Hakrava, as well as in terms of the Haprashas Hakrava. And the question is it ma'akev or not? So, for example, let's say lachamisa. If you didn't bring the chatz, you didn't bring the chatzos. Could you bring the ola or not? Or, in the case where there are two korbanos to be brought, and you brought the ola before the chatzos, you have to bring another ola in its place or not? Ramban mostly takes a hard line that chatzos is kodem ola, but you know quotes on the shittos, right, and others that possibly there are cases where Ola, in the other, would be kosher, kodem l'chatas. So again, partly depends how seriously you take the Gemara about the Prachlit, and Doron, Zion and Beis, etc. It's also an issue of kodem kudash kodem. But the kudash kodem seems like a chatchil alacha, that's what should be an alacha. But getting back to the Gemara and Zion and Beis, it may very well depend on how you understand the koach of kaparas Ola, in relationship to the chatas. That would be very, very important. The Magen Avraham, in Siman Aleph, in Or Chaim, is bothered by the question of the order in the Kabbalah, so to say, in Sukkot Zimra, the order of saying Ola Kodem L'Chatas. Right? We say the Kabbalah, we say start with Ola. That's quoted in the Tumor and the Shulchan Aruch. And Beit Yosef, and then Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham zeroes in on it, and he says, in the Shalti, somebody asked me this question, really, you should say, Chathas Kodem Ola, rather than Ola Kodem Chathas. So Agav, he actually gives an interesting explanation. He says, well, after all, Ola is a Doron. He says, by the way, how can Ola be a Doron when it's supposed to be Chathar and it's Sasei? So he says, well, since the Chathas comes first, and it's Chathar on Essen, Mikufya, so in one respect, all that's left for the Ola to do is to be, you know, a Doron. The Gemara says Ola's a Doron, it doesn't negate its being a Mechaper, it just means that it already had Kapara Mikufya. That's true, so then maybe the idea of Ola being always coming after Chatas, you know, can be reassessed. because that's one thing when you actually bring the carb on it. But if you're talking about, you know, the D-board, even if it's based on the sugar, and you end up in alcohol, so, you know, don't have the aquava today, so the D-board is all we have. That's the basis. So then maybe we could be Chalik, and Ola and the D-board could come prior to the Kapha. So it isn't only a Daron now. It's only a Daron when there's Kapara Nikotia. But, of course, that itself, not such a Pasha, as we just said, mentioned that the Mechaskino thinks that the Ola, because it's Mechaper Nikiva, for Essen, has to be brought, even if the Kapha's, you know, was relating to the Kapara Nikotia. I don't know how that would work with the Magen Avraham. But, you know, that's what the Magen Avraham suggests. Then he goes on to say, however, what I really think is that what the Torah, the Beis Yosef, had in mind is that not everybody's in violation of the Kapha's. So sometimes Ola's come, they'll say the Ola, and you wouldn't say the Parsha of Kapha's. But where you know that you're in violation of the Kapha's, you really should switch around. The Amir HaKavanos, well, the Chazanim should beware of the Magen Avraham. So, I think it's an interesting issue, an interesting question. Just because of the Hafrasha and the Hakrava, Kapha's is Kodem La'ola, does that mean it should be Kodem in the Parsha? I don't mean only in the first sense of the Magen Avraham, oh, it was already, now it's the Doron, now it isn't the Doron. What I'm saying is, from what we've been discussing, it could be that the whole concept of Ola, as opposed to the concept of Kapha's, is not an inferior form of Kapha, it's a different form of Kapha. So the actual Havas HaKabonas, we understand that, you know, especially if you're reading, part of the reason that you need a Doron to square your record and so on, is after, you know, also having done a particular Maisa Aveira, so we understand that that order. But in the Amiras HaKabanos, again, not just because of the Magen Avraham's first consideration, is that really true? This is something to think about. I think it's even more interesting is that, and this I haven't seen, is that when it comes to the when it comes to the question of the Vidui and Yom Kippur, right, so we say all sorts of Vidui, right? All, we have the Shabbat Magadnu, the small Vidui, we have the, you know, the explicit Vidui of all the different Onshim, etc. And then in the end, we have the Kavanos. So I think it's very striking that they certainly have Ola first. And that's an old Nusach. You can't say there, we're talking about somebody who can't give the Magen Avraham second answer. We're talking about somebody who has no Chataos. You're saying Chataos too. Not only that, you just finish saying, you know, Shabbat, the God, the Mazal, the Ibarnado. Some of those are Lavin, and some of the other ones that you said would be, you know, explicated, you know, Al Chetz, obviously, real Aveiros. So, why Ola before Kapha's? The Gemara in Zvachim, which we'll finish off with this in just a second, and Tzadi Yom Nahale, says, even the Gemara initially marked out to any Kapha's before any Ola. But even a Chatas Oath is before an Ola's Behem. The Gemara says, "Not immediately, but about the Ikur Kadosh Hakadosh, Machatas Yom Shabbat, Machatas Oros Shem Tavlam and Lamech Shikar V'Shachar Yikar V'Yavar, V'Fashenias Olah, Olah Zeh Bana Av, L'Kol Katos Shekidnu L'Olah, Havos Imayim, V'Chatas Oros Olah Zehema, V'Kilu Katos 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 Oros Olah Zehema, V'Kilu Kat think there's an exception to the order of Chatos, Kodem, Beholah, and that's Yoletis. What does Limbi Kro'o and Kima Kasa? So Rashi says that it means in the order of the Kriya. Limbi Kro'o and Kima Kasa, Rashi says, Shetei Nikreis V'inyan Kriya. Avababodasan, Chatos Kodemes, Gerim Bizeh Bana'a. Even in the one case where supposedly all is prior to Chatos, right? It's only in the Kriya Satorah, in reading about it, not in the Hakra. Opposed to the Sigurdis, Kirsh Bekuntres, he quotes it, the Parsha Rav Rav Chaim, he said, understand the Tema. Ma Chidush Uzeh. Number one, why do you need a Gemara to tell you that the order of the Psukim in Parsha's Mitzora is that the Ola is mentioned before the Chatas? Right? Probably knowledge of Torsha Asav was not so compromised. I mean, this proves that Torsha was, oh, that was a descendant of Moses. Good thing. But he wasn't so compromised that people didn't know that. Right? No, Torah Shabbat makes you listen to the Kriyas Torah and the Torah Shabbat Sahab too. So you have to know that. So the Tema, Machidush is it. From the Farshah, Rabbi Chaim, Lagdisha Tchila Sheyakdisha Ola Kodamakatas. Wow. Mioledes, the Afrasha, the Akrava is Gatas Kodam Lahola, but Hagdasha is Ola Kodem Lechatas. Avalahakar of Gatas Kodem. Then the Shita B'Kuvet says, quotes a third Shita, I think it's also in another place also, maybe a deal. He says, if you have money to buy, or if you have the wherewithal to bring both karbanos, you and your mafresh the chatas kodem la'ola. But if you don't, then you can bring the ola first, and then get the bimafresh the chatas later. Okay. Interesting discussion. What's going on here? And what's the answer for Rashi? So I think, again, the answer is, it goes back to the discussion we have, which even from a kapara point of view, is more significant. Right? Is Ola just a Doron? Or Ola's a Mechaper? As a Mechaper, on a Maisa Veira, Chatas is always Kodem Lola. And if you see if that's the primary function of Ola, and you know, it's in the shadow of Chatas, there's nothing to talk about. But, on the other hand, as a Korban, as we've discussed, right, Ola competes with Chatas for priority. Moreover, even in terms of Kapara, the way we try to explain it, so which is more significant, which is more impressive, which is more indispensable? You know, Kaparas Maisa Veira or Kaparas Agava? Be a Nirzot Ne'ashem. Right? Not for me to say, but certainly there's a minimum, you know, a great rivalry going on there. Probably the Ola is the real, you know, ultimate goal of the end, except that obviously we have outstanding Maisaveras, and you know, your good Jewish heart and everything that goes with it just can't, you know, you can't have, you know, one, you know, without the other. The point is there are some karbanos in which the Ola aspect is expressed. Yoledes being one, of course, Yoledes being an example where we're not even sure why there is a Chatas. So if the answer to Rashi wasn't saying, the purpose of the Gemara is to tell you that when you get to Kriyas HaTorah, don't be Korel Mafreya, read the Pesukim in the right order. Of course, that's ridiculous. Right? What Rashi means, though, is that the Gemara is accentuating, don't think it's just a coincidence that the Torah, in the context of Yoledes, tells you all the Chatas. Right? It's supposed to be that way. They want to emphasize, maybe even the Chatas part needs to emphasize the Ola Korel Mafreya. And the other Rishonim would disagree with Rashi. Okay, but what's the big, I mean, if the Hakrava is going to be Chatas Kodem Le'ola, so what's the point of making the Hafrasha of the Ola Kodem Le'chatas? Right? Or in this particular case, of saying, well, if you don't have money, you can do the Ola here independent of the Chatas. Like, the details to me are less important than what we're saying is that Ola, in the context of Yoledes, right, is a more dominant theme, or is an equally dominant theme as the Chatas. And in light of that, what we get back to is, that maybe is the point of the Karbanos Shel Kol Yom, in terms of Limud HaTorah. Right? And, I think, especially, the idea of Yom Kippur. So as I've said before, the Tshuva of Yom Kippur, you know, the day of Yom Kippur, is very much Ola-esque. Right? It's all about Kol Hashem, Kulo Hashem, I've said this in the past, and I really think it's true, that on the one hand, there's a certain irony, and that is it's Yom Kippur's Achatz Bashana. So it's the most unique day of the year, in one sense. And Ola is the most ubiquitous of all the Kabbalahs. That's just something about the different emphases and different strategies used in Kedushas HaZman as opposed to Kedushas HaKorbanos. But having said that, you know, I think that Yom Kippur is the most unique day of the year, but also the most relevant day of the year. It's Achatz Bashana. It's an Achatz that sets the tone and defines the whole Shana. In that sense, you know, it's the Basis just as Ola is. And I think it's not a coincidence that when we say the Bidui by Yom Kippur, and even according to the Magen Avraham, you say the Ola first, because it's a Yom Kippur kind of a day. And exactly what we said before, the Rambam's, you know, psak, that you're misvad on Yom Kippur for Averos, for years past, that already have been solved as well, because they're Ola type kaparos. And as such, it's very critical to revisit them. Not just that you don't return to them, but to, again, refashion or continue to refashion, you know, that relationship, which is what Yom Kippur is all about. They have Kulon Hashem, in which all is first. And having said that, I'll just conclude by saying that the, you know, Lovely Rose in Chehem, you know, the Torah that we read, and it's Oliver Nach, as we know, you know, the Navi always picks on Korbanos. Again, I spoke about this in the year a little bit in one of our Monday sessions. The Navi picks on Korbanos, and, you know, many people derive from this that Korbanos is somehow not important, or the tale is insignificant. Obviously, it's the exact opposite. The point is that Korbanos, it's the model, again, of Abba and Yira. And it's interesting that the Korbanos that they usually pick on are usually Olos, right? The Mokko from Mitzvah Baba Vera is, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu Sone Gezel, you know, the Ola. Meaning, the idea of Ola, the idea of inconsistency, the idea of hypocrisy, the idea of compartmentalization is a stira. Because the whole idea of Ola is Kolol Hashem, Kolol Hashem. And even on its Kapar level, right, its Dam is again the Yotze from its Kalvil, it's all about being a Nirtza, a Ritzui Hashem. So, the idea that you could compartmentalize is such a, don't take this wrong, I don't mean it this way, it's such a chafas kind of an idea, meaning if you want to zero in on each individual, nice avera, that you do, which requires kapara, and that too is a powerful concept. It's not enough to say, oh, I want to be good now, I want to, you know, have a nice relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, let the past be the pain. You can't do that. That's also critical. Right? You have to neutralize the particular nice averas. Each nice avera is a separate compartment. It's a separate identity. Right? No multiple, no lachra prashas, you know, and so on. Chatas is called a lola in many respects. The idea that, you know, you could, you know, do kapara on, you know, this and that avera, and then you could still, you know, could do the mitzvah of avera, is not acceptable in chatas either. I'm just saying, you know, what it's particularly inconsistent with, or incompatible with, or mutually exclusive to, is Ola. And most of the time, Navi's railing at, what do I need your Olos, right? What do I need the idea of Kol Hashem for, you know, if you don't have the Mishpat inside that? Tzion b'Mishpat Tipadet. So the point is that, especially, you know, as we reach the culmination of 3 weeks, and we zero in on the idea of Tisha B'Av, you know, which is Zecha L'Korban, Zecha L'Mikdash. You know, so on the one hand, there's a sense of hope. And the fact that, as Sokolov mentioned, my father mentioned, in a different way, the fact that we can feel palpably what the Gemara calls Avelos Yishana, and we can still feel it after all those years, and feel it strongly, and be able to be knowing Avelos, albeit differently, because it's a different kind of Avelos. The fact that we can do that is itself a key and a reason for hope. And it signifies, you know, that the Kabbalos are alive to us, and the Kabbalos are meaningful to us, and we can, you know, sit every day, you know, for many hours and learn Tzvachim and just, you know, scratch the surface and witness, you know, what a rich limud it is.
and say the Kabbalah Sipit Zimra. Now, all of that is so meaningful all the time, but particularly when we zero in on our loss and the sense of korban, and it's also the reflection of the fact that there is no yish. But even more particularly, it's bringing back the world of Karbanos and everything that it stands for, and the foundation of Ola in particular, which is its which brackets it and which I say is its real linchpin. It's doing that, Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh, which is what Tisha B'Av is really about. And I think the fact that Tisha B'Av is patterned after Yom Kippur, in certain of its dinim, it's one of its themes, the idea that there's a Tosefes, and that the Nihugei Tzom are patterned after Yom Kippur. I think there are several reasons for that, but I think that perhaps one of them is this idea, again, of Kolil and Kulal Hashem, and the idea of the Yom of the Ola is particularly what we mourn for and what we yearn for on the day of Tisha. So that it's as Rashi quoted Chazal explained, the nechama is that it's Haisav ke almana. It's not almana. We can yet reunite with the concept of Karbanos, but to do so we have to really fully appreciate what it is that we lost, so that we can focus properly on this return. Okay, we'll stop here. Got before Hatzah. Okay, thank you.